for another Spanish-mabulous episode of
The Don and Mike Show.
And today we shall witness an earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Oh, who are you guys with? NBC, CBS?
Radio God.
You gave up jobs with security, show business?
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show to do.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For the contest rules, send a self-addressed dense envelope to the Mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 00007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Stay tuned for your chance at $500 for naming the secret sound. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln. The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
And I went to the doctor and he said, good news, you know, you're not having kidney failure, but congratulations, you have kidney stones. And all three stones are virtually the same size.
Really?
They said to the doctor.
What color are they?
They were kind of a, almost a caramel color.
Really?
Yeah.
How do they taste?
Surprising, a little nutmeg.
The Don and Mike Show.
I have a message for all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer, okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh, boy, you.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. Or you don't know to fill a book.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be? Then right here, right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, he has told me that he will take my kidney stones and turn them into a beautiful rosary.
Wow.
He's going to bless my beads. A common carpenter to some, a crucified to other, savior to millions, and our co-pilot, the Son of Christ.
Son of God.
Son of God. You know him as Christ.
Right.
Bill Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Right. He wouldn't be the Son of Christ. He is Christ.
Right.
After you get your rosary beads, you can say a Hail Hochberg. And, you know, oh, by the way, Phil left me a message. If you like, you can come down to the shop today and show you his teeth.
There you go.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Ainsley Harriet.
Yay!
And all the shit to see. They're chock full of number three, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Got number three coming out the ears today.
Hello, and
that's a pretty sight.
Yeah.
Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. A new episode on this Thursday, Mark 22nd. And it's going to be a special jam-packed show because today's our last show before vacation.
Wow.
So we're going to cram an awful lot of stuff into today's broadcast.
Cram it.
I know that a lot of you plan your lives around this show, and God bless you for doing so.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be gone. We start the vacation tomorrow, and then we'll be back Tuesday, April 3rd.
Tuesday.
However, we'll be very, very upset if you don't listen to our timely and tasteful reruns.
And picked by you.
Yes. That will start tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening. Now, on the show today, we have, well, you know, we got
the freak show.
Lots of freaks, man. And we're going to give away $1,000 to the first prize winner or a trip to Houston for WWF WrestleMania. The second prize winner will receive whatever the first prize winner doesn't want. Uh-huh.
But they are both fantastic prizes, and we have a lot of oddities coming into the studio today.
Yeah, but as always, there's room for more.
Yes, because of the attrition at the last second, the people that get all excited and then panic.
I think most people who called yesterday are on the way. As a matter of fact, I think a guy is on his way right now. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, is this Don?
Yeah, this is Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, this is Dean. I'm on my way, but I'm on 66. Yeah. I need to get some directions.
All right, hey, Dean, what is the act that you're going to do today?
Oh, I'm going to fart y'all out of y'all's office. Fart y'all out of the studio. Oh,
great that he's on the way.
The guy who, now listen, his wife called yesterday, I believe, and said that this guy could fart so smelly that it would drive us out of our studio.
Yeah, we're really excited about that.
Yeah.
You know, of all the guys that would be first on the hit parade.
Hold on a second. Lisa will give you the directions.
All right, thanks, bud.
Hold on. No, thank you, bud. What have you had to eat today to prepare for this?
I want to give a shout out to the 7-Eleven burrito.
7-Eleven burrito. You had a burrito and what else?
Oh, this morning, and then I had a couple hot dogs with some onions on them. I had some milk, oatmeal cookie.
Now, you should keep in mind that there have been some mighty powerful farts.
Yeah, but you know, we've been working together a long time, all of us, and I think that's, we can handle that. We know it's that person.
Okay.
When a stranger comes in here, it's I'm not talking about you, sir.
You know, maybe you're right. Maybe we've built up a tolerance to each other's farts.
I mean, I'm already grossed out at the fact that this guy's going to come in here and do this.
Well, I'm not going to get down in front of his ass, though.
I don't
expect y'all to get down there that deep for it.
I hate him already.
I'm
sorry, I don't use that word very often, but I do. Thank you, Rob. Thumbs up from Rob.
He's going to be grand fun.
Hey, I'm an easy, lovable guy.
Yeah, really? He's an easy, lovable guy. Hold on, Lisa will give you the directions. After speaking to him, something tells me he might have bad, smelly farts.
I'm almost guaranteeing that they're going to be horrible.
Hey, Lisa, you got the list for me, Lisa?
You know where Lisa is? I haven't seen her today. She washed her hair today?
I think she was making a food run for somebody. I'm not sure.
I think she might have been making a food run for somebody. You know, I wish people would get their own food around here because, I mean...
What did you send her out to get?
Roast beef sandwich.
Okay, all right. Well, that explains why she's not down here yet.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Very, very sorry. I was running late today.
Shocker. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, this is the person who's supposed to vomit on command. I need some directions.
And of course, he's the second guy that's coming down.
The guy who can vomit on command. Hold on a second.
Oh, it's going to be quite a freak show.
Hold on, someone will give you your directions. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to come down and eat my little sperm.
No, I believe that we had, that's number three, and I believe that we vetoed that idea yesterday.
The list is currently printing. Lisa's back, but Charlie had to log on to do it because it was under his account. So
all right.
You'll have it in a moment.
Okay, beautiful. So as soon as we have the list, I'll run that down for you. Of course, our doors are open for last-minute entrance. This will happen throughout today's show.
Now, I'm partial to one particular act, and I wonder if that person's showing up. The individual,
the guy who can lick his own foreskin.
No, that might be number two. The lady who was going to shoot out the hard-boiled egg, and the guy was going to catch it.
Yeah, was he going to catch it in his mouth?
Yes, he was.
Yeah,
he said normally he'd do that for you. He said normally he uses a bucket,
and the broad who's going to get her nipple pierced. Well,
right.
We'll have the list in here in just a moment. But of course, we're ready for your last minute entries and such. Hello, Don and Mike. Turn your radio down, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, Don. Hello, Mike.
Hi.
How are you? Hello, Buzz.
Hi.
This is Sting from Springfield.
Yes. Hello, sir.
Hello, Buzz.
Yes, sir.
Can I ask Buzz a question?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, that's going to be a funny question. Go ahead.
Buzz.
Uh-huh.
Buzz, are you a catcher or a pitcher?
Neither, sir, but I'm glad that brings you great joy.
Buzz.
And I like the way he pronounces your name, Buzz.
Buzz.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey,
Buzz.
Listen, senor, turn your radio down there.
Buzz, hello, Buzz. Hello?
Turn your radio down.
Hello?
Turn the radio off.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Is Buzz a catcher or a pitcher?
Yes, Don, which am I?
Well, I've known him as both.
Yeah.
He's a switch hitter.
Sing you like the show, don't you? Singer may not be well.
All right, thank you for the call, sir. There he goes.
Well, now, Buzz, let me ask you, which call would you rather take? The ones we have been getting where people go, Buzz, can you give me some weed?
Uh-huh.
Right? Or would you rather ask the guy asking if you're pitching or catching?
I welcome all the calls, Don.
There you go.
Bring them
on. Right attitude.
Beautiful. hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a freak. I got a talent.
Oh, come on. Do you really? You can't say that. If you want to say that word, you have to say pussy.
Okay, well, can I come down and eat her pussy?
Eat Lisa's pussy.
Hey, why not?
I don't think that would be allowed.
That's not a very freakish act.
Not at all.
It's a lovely thing.
It happens all the time, sir.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing unique about that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, you guys. Have you seen the advertisement for the potty putter yet?
The potty putter?
The potty putter.
I have not.
I've seen it. I saw it. The commercial actually shows a guy sitting on the can, pants around his ankles, and it's a green.
Oh, hold on. You know what?
And a commode.
We have seen this before. We actually discussed buying this for you. It's where you can play golf while you're going number two.
Really?
While you're going number two. It's unbelievable, man.
I know we've discussed it. We've discussed buying it for you.
The potty putter?
While you're sitting on the bowl.
What do?
It comes with a little thing of like AstroTurf.
Right.
And you actually hold the little stick, and while you're taking a duke, you actually hit the ball into the hole.
It comes with a little club?
Yeah.
A little mini golf club?
Yeah, like a midget golf club.
Very cool.
But how do you get the ball out? Do you have to stand up with the duke in your butt?
I don't think you put the cup too far away from where you're sitting. You know?
So you hit it into a cup? Is that what you do?
Yeah, it's a small cup just laid on top of the putting surface.
The potty putter.
Everybody remember, Mike's birthday is just a few months away. Mm-hmm. All right, I'd like one for every bathroom in the house.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That means I only need one.
Hello.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hi.
Listen, I'm calling from Greenville down here. Favorite city, I'm sure. We need to do some kind of telethon for this damn radio station down here because they say Greenville, but you can only get it about a 10-mile radius. I think they've got like 1,000 wattage. I mean, I love listening to you guys, but here lately, the distortion and everything, it's kind of like a...
Well...
I told Lisa, it's kind of like a Muhammad Ali interview. You can't understand what the hell they're saying, but you're going to listen anyway.
Okay. Listen, we know that the station we're on in Greenville right now is a picker, is a fixer-upper, a picker-upper.
Oh, but it's not Greenville. It's the Golden Strip, and I've lived here 25 years, and I have no idea what the hell the Golden Strip is.
I think the Golden Strip is in my underpants right now, to be honest with you. Well, listen, come on, what do you expect? The station broadcasts from a goddamn trailer park.
That was the best our network could do, sir.
Well, you know, the day you guys started on the station, I actually went down to the Golden Strip area looking for it, and there was just too many damn trailers I couldn't figure out.
And you have no insights whatsoever as to why it's referred to as the Golden Strip?
I do not. Like I said, I've lived in this area for 25 years. I have no idea.
I mean, that'd be a great name for
it. I didn't even know this station existed until I saw it in a local newspaper saying that they picked you guys up.
That would be a great name for a place with adult entertainment.
Oh, with penthouse style entertainment.
Yeah, that's right. The Golden Strip.
Because the penthouse loves it. The whole new thing is just girls peeing on the floor.
Mm-hmm. I bet they had a few potty putters in there.
Just girls squatting. All right. Well, you'd be glad you got the show on. Has the station that we used to be on? Have they changed the format yet?
Yeah, they're all the Tinny Bopper music now.
Yes.
Spears, Christina Aguilera, but. They're trying to compete with another local station with the same format, but that...
Yeah, good luck. Good luck. Now, listen to this. The station we used to be on, when we were on, they had, I guess you not...
Right, the incredible rating.
We had a 20 share in the afternoon.
Through the roof.
They had nothing else throughout the entire day. So what they decided to do was just blow up the radio station and go with... You know, these radio guys, they drive me crazy. Where they sit around, they go, let me see. What we've got to do is think of something. What's a musical fad that's burning out right now and within 6 months will not be popular anymore? Then they go, hey, hold on, I got it. Let's start playing the Backstreet Boys and sure. Christina Aguilera all the time and NSYNC all the time.
Yeah, the little mini divas and the boy bands, and that'll be over pretty soon.
Good luck for them.
It serves them right because I know a lot of people that tried to call WPG.
You know,
actually starting a petition, they said.
Oh, that never works.
That was just BS.
Yeah. That never works. I guarantee you this, that even though we're on the crappiest station in Greenville or the Golden Highway, wherever the hell it is, I guarantee that our show on that crappy little AM station will beat WPEK playing a box of records.
Yeah, very good.
Especially when the box of records is like NSYNC and boy band.
Yeah, I mean, people don't listen to that.
Right.
Right.
All right, thank you, my friend.
I'm really awesome.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Hey, listen, we're proud to be broadcasting in Greenville from a radio station that is in a trailer park.
We've always wanted to be on the Golden Strip.
Hello, it's Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi there.
Hey, when you think of Lisa, do you think of JonBenet, a landing strip, or Very Harry?
I've never thought of her that way.
I don't either. I never think of her in those terms.
I thought maybe that in a fantasy or something.
I would have to say, if you wanted me to guess, I would guess that she's got a triangle.
Buzz?
I'm going to say the same. Neatly trimmed.
All right. Mike?
Let's say a landing strip.
Landing strip.
Yeah. Landing strip.
All right, my friend.
All right, thank you.
All right, goodbye. Maybe we'll get her in here and ask her. I do have the list now of the people who are coming down for the freak show today.
Very good.
We have Michael, the guy who can actually bend over and lick his foreskin.
Wow.
We have Kat. She's coming down with a nipple guy. She's going to get her nipple pierced on the air.
Very good.
We have Jason, who's going to deep throat a kielbasa sausage.
Very exciting.
It's very faggy, but he's going to do it anyway.
Well, I mean, the guy with the foreskin's not exactly...
Yeah, right. We have Frank, who's going to snot a goldfish and make it come out of his throat 23 times in 1 minute.
And I think he's all the way up from Louisiana.
Right. We've got Kyle, who's going to do something with tequila, salt, and lime. I'm not sure exactly what it is he's going to do.
Was that the man shot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The guy that's going to squeeze the lime juice in his eye.
Yeah, right. Then we have Jeff, the guy who just called, who can make himself vomit on command.
Very good.
And we have Dean, the other guy who called, who has really smelly farts that will drive us out of the studio.
So the lady shooting the hard-boiled eggs isn't going to be here.
Nope. Apparently she didn't make the cut.
Of course.
Now, listen, what that means is there is an opportunity.
Right.
If there's a husband-wife team out there, mm-hmm. if you practice this.
Right.
Where the woman puts an egg in, was it in her cooter or in her duke?
Cooter.
In her cooter.
Hard-boiled.
Hard-boiled egg in her cooter. She squats over like she's hiking a football.
Right.
And she actually shoots the egg out of her cooter. And then the husband catches it in the mouth. Or as that guy said when he does it at parties, in a bucket.
In a big bucket.
In a bucket. So we're open for that.
If he wants to get every drop.
If you want to do that one, we're cool with that.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike and Buzz. Three things real quick. Don't forget they make deviled eggs out of those eggs at the party.
That's what they said. That's why I used the bucket in the first place.
Right.
And the Golden Strip in Greenville is like the equivalent of Rockville Pike. It's where all the stores and restaurants are.
All right, got you. Thank you, my friend.
All the fine dining.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don?
Yeah, I was...
Don't go on vacation, okay? Why do you guys gotta go on vacation?
Well, because we get to go on vacation every 3 months.
But you were already gone this week.
Sorry, sir. Deal with it. Get a grip on yourself. You get a hold of yourself. Come on.
But what do I gotta do?
Get a hold of yourself, Don. We're gonna have to slap him.
We'll bring you back something.
Will you?
Yeah. All right. You know what? We won't go.
Who knows? We're playing with him.
Is it gonna be the best of again?
Yeah. Well, this way, we think the stage is gonna sign off for 4 hours.
But are they gonna be funny this time?
Oh, get out of here!
Buzz,
you creep!
You effer!
Are you there?
Buzz is talking. We're talking to you, Buzz.
I'm here. We're all here.
Buzz, have you got any weed?
No, I don't. Check me when we get back from vacation.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I'm thinking about coming down for the freak show.
Well, you know, you can't think about it. You got to do it.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't know if it counts. I have a couple of freaking things about me.
What?
Well, okay. I'm going to tell you the first one because it'll identify me. But the second one, I have a severely curved penis when I'm erect.
A severely curved penis? Well, so does Bill Clinton. That's no great shakes.
To the left, nothing at all?
No.
All right.
Thank you, though.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot, and thanks for thinking of us.
Thank you for the call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good luck with
that. Hey, Don and Mike. How
you doing? Hi, we're great, thanks.
Hey, I've got some news about the Survivor thing. I don't know if you've heard a blurb about it. I heard it on, like, a KTLA station, but they're saying that one of the camera guys kind of bootlegged a video and smuggled it out of there about old Kobe bending Jerry over a log and just going at it.
Well, you know, I wish that if they had such video, they would have shown it last night.
Oh, yeah.
You know, really, that whole Survivor thing. I didn't even watch it last night. Last night pissed me off so bad. Mm-hmm. They already had 1 week when they didn't vote anybody off, the week that the guy burned his hands off. So they kind of got an extra week of Survivor already out.
Got a freebie, free pass.
Mm-hmm. So what they had last night was the show that they said was going to be behind-the-scenes footage that you'd never seen before.
Right.
Except for 2 or 3 minutes where they had an infrared camera where the tribe that was getting killed in all the challenges, they sat around and Tina said that they should say something nice about everybody. So they did. Like they said, hey, guess what? I really don't like you very much. And Keith, the cookie, said, you know what? I really don't hate you very much. Other than that...
Is that when they had the bunny eyes, too, and they used that infrared camera?
Yeah. All they did was simply rerun every episode that you'd already seen.
Mm-hmm.
They even reran the crap, like when they were running through the maze.
That show's not interesting enough to be able to do that. You can't do that.
They reran the one where they all had the big circles with their names painted on them.
That's such crap. That the most boring challenge that I've ever seen on that show.
And then they reran every single one of the tribal councils.
Oh, God.
Every single one of them. I mean, what a
tribal council. When I tape it, I fast forward through the tribal council to get to the vote. Because I find it absolutely repetitive, innocuous. It has nothing to do with anything, and I just want to get to the point.
It was a total waste. I don't know why they did that. I mean, they had a show that was building some momentum. All right, I was kind of bored with it, but I would have watched it anyway.
Sure. Well, you know, the whole formula of one tribe voting the other tribe by process of elimination, and, you know, they're all going to go down. It sucks. It's taken all the fun out of the game.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike and Buzz, when you guys were talking about not eating your own goo yesterday, Buzz was suspiciously silent. I'd like to speak to Buzz.
I'm here now, sir.
Hey, Buzz, it's your day in the sun today.
Apparently so.
Do you eat your own goo, Buzz?
No, sir, I don't.
Ever?
Do you? No.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Buzz. You never put a little bit on, like, a Ritz cracker or something?
No.
Never?
No.
Buzz would be the most experimental, sexually, of all of us. Never on a piece of celery?
No.
Never?
No.
Okay.
Never.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for asking.
Bye-bye.
A lot of people are fascinated about that.
Sure.
So.
The world of Buzz Burbank.
How many people are fascinated by goo in general?
Sure. Who doesn't love goo?
It makes
goo.
The world go round.
It
does in more ways than one.
Now, listen, what do I got here? Two things I want to talk about. First is this ridiculous Pope Museum that's opening up here in D.C. today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is, it's a museum. It's like Planet Hollywood devoted to the Pope.
Yes.
And it's opening up, I think, in Northwest D.C.
You're going to go to the Grand Ole? Did they invite you to the Grand Ole?
No! Well, you know, I'm not popular in the Catholic Church.
Popular. Why?
I don't know. I certainly sing their praises.
And nobody sings it louder.
All I know is that I saw the report on TV today. How bass-ackwards ridiculous is this? If you pay like $10 and you walk through this thing that looks like Madame Tussauds wax museum.
They have a wax dummy of the Pope?
Yeah, and they've got like his various pointed hats.
Cool.
Behind. Cool. What's cool about that? Behind.
Well, I mean, if you like, you know, like his hats. You know, a lot of people dig those pointed hats. Yeah. You know, they did a cereal for it.
Behind.
You know, years ago, King Vitamin.
Behind these big glass boxes and all of these pictures of the Pope.
You know, Jimmy McDonald was sitting next to me when I was confirmed, and when the bishop came down the aisles and he had one of those hats on. Jimmy McDonald was going, King Vitaman, have breakfast with the king, and his father in one of those cuffs right upside of his head.
And also bugles. That was based on the Pope's hat also.
I'm trying to think in other popular cultural items where you would see the Pope hat, and really the only place I see it is really with Monty Python, where they used to do the bishop.
Right.
You know?
They also have the skis that he used the last time he went skiing at this museum.
They're ridiculous. So at some point,
they're lightning fast. I mean, they still got a fresh coat of wax on them.
At some point today, we will do a live satellite hookup.
Very good.
With the museum.
Good.
To see what's going on there.
Do you think the Pope will actually be at the museum, Don?
I'm pretty sure he will, Mike. I'm pretty sure he'll be talking to us.
He sure will. He sure will.
And listen, this whole Timothy McVeigh thing. Yesterday, Buzz had it on his news that, you know, they're going to kill Timothy McVeigh
today
on May 16th.
Oh, why do we have to wait so long?
Well,
I want it now.
I know everybody wants it now, but you got to wait. About 6 weeks, they're going to kill Timothy McVeigh. And apparently you can't get a hotel room on May 16th.
No. We were talking about this yesterday, and there is something surreal about it. It's almost like Roman days.
And you can't get a dinner reservation. So we're going to start today's show by seeing if we can get a hotel room for the night of Timothy McVeigh's execution, because at the very least, what we can do is send someone like Dennis Murphy,
sure,
or Tom Gavin, send them down there to cover the execution for us.
To stand outside the prison and wait till they come out and give the signal that, you know, he has passed.
So we're going to call the Days Inn.
That he's gone to hell.
And I guess the day that we want it would be the night of the 15th.
Right.
What are you laughing at? What did I miss?
Rob was the way I said gone to hell. I had a very mean face. I was kind of looking at Rob that he's gone to hell.
Peggy speaking.
Yes, hi. Is this the Days Inn in Terre Haute?
Uh-huh.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike show. We're on the radio right now with the national show with CBS.
How are you?
Listen, we really are interested in the Timothy McVeigh execution, and we are wondering if you had room for a reservation on the night of the 15th and the night of the 16th of May.
I'm sorry, you must have dialed the wrong number.
Oh, this isn't a hotel?
No, it isn't.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Uh-huh. Sorry, but this is Terre Haute, huh?
Yes, this is Terre Haute.
Are you excited about the fact that Timothy McVeigh will be killed there?
Well, I'm not excited, but
does it make you proud to be a Terre Hauteian?
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
Does it make you proud to be a Hoosier?
Well, I wouldn't go that far either. Proud to be a Hoosier is Bobby Knight and basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah. Listen, sorry.
Okay.
I'll try to call. Sorry. Thank you.
Bye-bye. I got the wrong number.
Goodbye.
He was nice.
Okay, all right.
She was as nice as she could be.
Hold on a second. Let me try somebody else.
I didn't talk to the hotel. Get it? What if they have any execution blue plate specials? You know, one of the hotels is arranged for free golf at a country club for the reporters staying at that hotel.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you for calling the Days Inn of Terre Haute.
Here we go.
Know your party's extension or room number. You may enter it now.
No, we don't.
For reservations or an operator, dial 0.
There we go.
Please hold while your call is being transferred.
I know what I'd serve if I was going to have a special.
What?
You serve like a bird, like a turkey or a chicken injected with spices.
Thank you for coming, Days Inn, Terre Haute.
Yes, hi, Days Inn, the hotel?
Yeah.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike show. We're doing a national radio show right now with CBS.
Uh-huh.
We are interested in the Timothy McVeigh execution.
Okay.
And we were wondering if you had hotel rooms available on the 15th and 16th of May.
How many rooms are we talking?
Five rooms.
I think they've closed them out, but can I take your number and I will check and call you back?
You mean there's that much? There's that much interest?
Yes.
Could you give us four rooms?
I'll have to check. I'm checking someone in. But
do you know, will you have any special dinner specials that night?
Like maybe Timothy McVeigh?
Actually, that's cute, but we don't have the restaurant anymore.
Oh, you don't have a restaurant anymore.
Oh, dear.
Well, then we couldn't.
Am I on the air right now?
Yeah, honey.
Yes, we said that.
We couldn't stay there anyway.
Oh, well, darn.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, you need a real hotel.
How about this? Larry Bird's restaurant.
Oh, very good.
And hotel.
The hit from French Lick.
Right.
Hold on.
Timothy McNuggets. All right, we're calling Larry Bird's Boston Connection. Yeah. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, is this Larry Bird's Boston Connection? Hello?
Well, this is not Larry Bird's Boston Connection. Who's this?
I got another wrong number. Hi. Sorry, ma'am. This is the Don and Mike show. We're on the radio right now.
Oh, okay.
We're trying to get a hotel reservations for the Timothy McVeigh execution in May. Do you live in Terre Haute?
Yes, I do.
Are you excited about the execution?
No, not really.
You feel no civic pride about that? I mean, it's put Terre Haute on the map.
Yes, it's done that, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
It has indeed. How do you feel about Hoosiers basketball?
Oh, pretty good.
Can you tell me, can you recommend, I got a bunch of hotels here, the Midtown Motel, the Motel 6, Palmer House Motel and Restaurant. Could you recommend any of those?
What one did you say first?
Okay, I said there's a Motel 6.
Okay.
Then there's the Midtown Motel and the Palmer House Hotel and Restaurant. Which would you recommend if we were to try to get a room to come into town for the execution?
I don't really know. None of them sound that great.
Thank you. All right, well, thanks for your time.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Hold on a second.
There she goes.
All right, let's try Motel 6.
All right.
You never go wrong. At a Motel 6.
I know Tom Bennett says that all the time. They leave the light on for me.
8-1-2.
They should have a room. Tom Bennett says that you always get a clean, comfortable room. Whenever you need it.
Right.
But I bet they don't have a restaurant either.
No.
They have a vending machine.
Well, maybe
with combs in it.
Probably a Denny's nearby.
Thank you for Motel 6 in Terre Haute. Is Carol in the
house? Ah, finally, yes. Hi, Motel 6 in Terre Haute?
Yes.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike radio show. We're on the air right now. We're doing a live radio show here on CBS. We're very interested in coming to your fair city for the Timothy McVeigh execution. Can you tell me, could you reserve 5 rooms?
We have any more reservations for that day.
Huh?
We're about full.
You're sold out? What about...
Man, let me check.
Thank you.
Thank you.
4.
How wacky is this?
£400.
How wacky is this, though? Just the thought that all the hotels are already booked up.
It's amazing.
For his execution. It's March 22nd.
And I bet there's some restaurant in town that's offering a bowl of lethal chili.
Well, Mike, we can call your favorite.
Okay.
Bob Evans.
Oh.
Yes, sir. We do have rooms.
Yes! You do. Now, do you have them for both Tuesday?
We don't have any singles. We have rooms with...
No, we must have singles. We need 5 singles. We're 5 men traveling together.
Smoking rooms or none?
Yes.
And also, are they comfortable rooms for men of large carriage? Because I'm huge. I weigh 400 pounds.
That's our cameraman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have reinforced beds?
I don't know.
Do you think they would support a 400-pounder?
Let me check.
Okay, thank you.
Maybe she can check on that.
Check. Maybe she could go sit on it.
Also, we'll need combs in the vending machine.
Absolutely. Well, there's good news that there are rooms to be had.
Well, we should book them and send Dennis down there.
Yeah.
Brokaw could stay there.
We'll take it. Hello? Yeah, we'll take at least one room. We'll book at least one room.
No.
Hello? What is this? The Motel 6.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's always a clean, comfortable room.
That's right. They'll leave the light on for ye.
Terre Haute.
You know what I like best about the Motel 6 is the plastic glasses that you get.
that wrapped in plastic.
That each come in their own...
plastic in plastic.
Special, disinfected plastic.
Plastic ice bucket.
Makes you feel good when you stay at a Motel 6.
Sure does. And usually the plastic shower. All one piece. Tub and shower. Yep. One unit. Glued to the wall.
Oh, yes.
Yes. We would like one room, please, on both the 15th and the 16th. Can we please get... Do you have any kind of a reporter there to cover the execution special rate?
No, we don't have a special rate for that, but our price is lower than anyone's.
That's wonderful. And you have a room for the 15th and 16th?
Yes.
Great. Do you have a restaurant on site?
Yes, there's a restaurant on
site. Oh, you do? Will there be any execution specials?
No.
Really?
We're only about a mile from there.
You're about, excuse me, what, ma'am?
A mile from the prison.
You're a mile from the prison.
Perfect.
Oh, that's perfect.
That's fantastic.
That's perfect.
It's a shame he's not getting the electric chair, because then he could offer all your fried specials.
Yeah. Can you tell me something? Do you have adult movies available in the rooms?
No, we don't.
Damn. You don't.
Does your restaurant have a bar?
We have restaurants there with bars, yes.
So you could have a special on shots?
Special what?
On shots. Listen, we would like to book the room. The reporter's name is Dennis Murphy.
Okay.
M-U-R-P-H-Y. Dennis F. Murphy.
Ha!
Dennis M.F.S. Murphy. Three middle initials.
The zip code?
22207. Right, that's D.C. Good. Yes, we're coming from your nation's capital to cover the execution. Are you excited about the fact that Timothy McVeigh will be executed just a mile away from your day's end?
No.
Are you going to put anything up on the, you know how that sign in front of hotels where it says, like, Welcome Kiwanis?
Right.
Are you going to put, like, Welcome,
Timothy McVeigh, CN Hell.
The news media will be here. Tom Brokaw and the whole bunch.
Mm-hmm. Tom Brokaw staying at Motel 6?
No, he's staying at the Holiday.
Stayed at the Holiday Inn.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he is? Okay, good.
Oh, thank you.
Do you know where Dan Rather's staying?
No, but I heard he'll be here.
Yeah.
What about the Canadian dude, Peter Jennings? You know where he's staying?
No. I'll stay at the Holiday
Inn?
I'll pay in their room.
Do you think that we should go to the Holiday Inn? Is that going to be the main media hotel?
No, because we're about full. Every motel here in town will be full. We have a lot of them.
You got a lot of them.
Be full. Yeah. What are you going to be doing on the night of the execution?
Probably working.
Working. Can you tell me something? And really, I know you work for Motel 6, but just tell me, if you had a choice, would you stay at the Holiday Inn or would you stay at Motel 6?
I'd stay at Motel 6.
You stay at Motel 6.
There you go.
You're a good, loyal company woman.
People stay here and then go over there to the bar.
There you go. That's a good tip. We'll pass that along to Dennis MFS Murphy.
All right, well, hold on a second.
I need an address.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to put my secretary on with you.
Okay.
My mail secretary, Charles.
Okay.
And he'll give you all the information, the credit card information.
Excellent.
To hold the room. That'll be on Tuesday the 15th and Wednesday the 16th.
Right, and you just want the one room?
Yes, just the one room.
One room for two nights.
Okay.
But the best room you have.
Okay.
The
king size, right?
The king size. Do you have a suite available?
No, we used to, but we don't anymore.
used to have a suite.
There you go. There's the credit card, Robbie. You'll give it to Charlie. Hold on a second, please, okay?
Okay.
I handed down the credit card. He said, do you have a suite available there?
Yeah, well.
I'd like the whole floor, please.
Hold on. Thank you for your time. Hold on. My assistant.
Secretary.
Secretary will be right on with you.
Okay.
Thank you. Hold on. Hey, it was wonderful talking to you.
Well, thank you. You too.
Happy spring.
Mm-hmm. You are a fine representative of everything that Motel 6 stands for.
Okay. Thank you.
Right.
You have a pool also.
You have a pool.
Hey. Fantastic.
Cool.
Yes.
Do you think it'll be skimmed?
Oh, free coffee and no bunch.
Free coffee.
Wow,
I can't believe Brokaw's not staying there.
Well, you see, it's his loss.
Okay, hold on, please.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Well, then we've done that.
We've done our job, and now we're going to have somebody there.
Now let's see if we can get Dennis a dinner reservation.
Right. Yes, very good.
Can you get dinner reservations at Bob Evans?
I don't think you need them, but I bet you can get on. No, they probably don't take advance reservations.
All right, well, Mike, let me tell you some of the restaurants that we have for Dennis.
Listen to me saying I think they don't.
You know. Like, I didn't know.
Tell me which you think would be best for Dennis.
You know I'm good for food.
But wait a minute. Bob Evans. Well, it'd be great for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel, you know, also kind of a lunch breakfast.
Denny's.
Yeah.
IHOP.
Oh.
Runyon's Black Angus Restaurant.
Ah, there you go.
There's dinner.
Shoney's.
Shoney's, fantastic.
Or Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake is a fast food place, but that Runyon's place sounds like a real restaurant.
Black Angus?
Mm-hmm.
Klepp's Tavern and Restaurant.
Hey, Rob, have you ever eaten at a Steak and Shake?
I never have, but you know
I have, Mike. It is the greatest fast food in the world. It is my new all-time favorite, and they should get them around here.
All right, I'm going to make Dennis a reservation at the Black Angus.
Get the Chili Mac. Awesome. Awesome.
And somebody better tell Dennis that we're sending him to cover this execution in a couple of months.
And then he's going by bus. Because he's simply flown too many places.
Absolutely.
Now, what place was it? Is this Runyon's?
Oh. Runyon's Black Angus Restaurant.
All right.
Need a dinner reservation for Dennis Murphy both nights of the execution.
We need the best table in the restaurant.
Absolutely.
Howard, the Black Angus, may I help you?
Yes, hi. This is the Don and Mike show. We're on the radio right now. We're calling you from CBS. We are sending one of our reporters to cover the Timothy McVeigh execution. And we'd like two dinner reservations, if we could.
Okay.
I know that there are ways in advance, but we understand that, you know, everybody's going to be there.
We want to make sure that our reporter has a decent meal when he goes out there.
Right.
So we'd like the finest table in the restaurant on both Tuesday, May 15th, and Wednesday, May 16th.
Okay, May 15th and 16th. Two tables for two.
No, just one table for one.
Oh, one table for one each night.
One table for one, but the most prominent table.
Well, actually, could you put the table? Do you have a table that's very close to the door?
We do.
Right up front?
We do.
He likes to sit, you know, where he gets to see everybody that comes into the restaurant.
And vice versa.
We have that.
Good. Great.
Beautiful.
He works for CBS. He's there covering the execution. You know what? You better make it a table for two, because there's a chance that he might be dining with Tom Brokaw.
Right.
One of the nights. Or Dan Rather.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we got him down.
Okay, that's Dennis, and his middle initials are MFS Murphy.
Okay, say that again.
First name Dennis.
Okay.
Middle initials MSF.
Okay.
Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y.
Okay.
Are you offering any execution specials?
You know, I don't know about that.
You might want to think about that. Now, I know that on the night of the execution, it's midnight, right? That they're killing.
I think so, yes. Mm-hmm.
Then I think probably we'd like an early meal the night of the execution, say 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, absolutely.
And the night before the execution, give him a 9 o'clock reservation.
He likes to eat late.
Well, you know what? We stopped serving at 9 o'clock.
Oh, you know, well, it's early out in the heartland. Uh-oh. Let's make it 7 o'clock reservation.
Yeah, you better make it 2 at 7.
7?
Both nights at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
And again, you know, if you could do us a favor, being as he works for CBS, what is your specialty of the house?
The most prominent table.
We have the table or entrees?
Your specialty of the house on your entrees.
Entrees would be filet. Like Angus filet.
He loves that.
Yeah.
He's a big beef eater.
Yeah.
Good.
So please treat him great.
We will.
And again, it's Dennis Murphy both nights.
I have him down.
And like I say, one or both of the nights, he may be joined by... let me ask you, does your restaurant have security? Dennis is a star in his own right, a news star.
Well, I'll tell you what. Our boss is the ex-mayor.
Good.
Who... also in law enforcement and a sheriff.
Excellent. Fantastic. Great. Well, then
you'll be in good hands.
No problems if Dennis was to walk in with Bob Schieffer or Dan Rather.
He should be safe.
Oh, that's great. Well, you know, we're really excited about him coming out there, and he's going to have some fantastic food at the Black Angus.
That's right.
And I've just got to ask this, because after all, it is Indiana. It's the heartland. Do you allow blacks in your restaurant?
Of course we do.
Okay, because there's a chance that Dennis might be, you know, traveling. Who's the guy from 60 Minutes I'm thinking of?
Ed Bradley.
Ed Bradley may be coming with him also.
Oh, Ed Bradley.
Yeah. There's a chance.
Dennis may be Bernie Shaw.
Well, good.
There could be a variety. Dennis is a mover and a shaker.
Okay, we'll have room for all of them.
Wonderful. That's great.
Thanks. I'm glad you guys have progressed out there.
Thank you so much.
And, thank you.
And again, can we just confirm those reservations back to us?
Okay, May 15th.
Right.
May 16th.
That's correct.
Right.
A table by the front door.
Yes, ma'am.
7 p.m. Right.
Both nights.
Both nights.
And with the accessibility, if he needs to make the table big enough for two, three, or four.
That'll be fine.
Okay. Very good.
And he wants extra security, right?
Extra security.
Absolutely. He's a star.
Okay.
And I must ask you something. I have to take you off the air to ask you something in confidence. Hold on, please.
All right.
Let me take her off the air.
Very good.
Good.
Let's find out what's going on.
Mike, if you would continue with the show for a minute, I want to just say, a lot of times, hello, ma'am. You're not on the air now, but I just want to tell you, a lot of times, this reporter, he travels with prostitutes. If he was to bring a prostitute into the restaurant, excuse me, and she was... address nicely.
I mean, you couldn't tell that these are women of the night.
Like the woman in Arthur.
Lots of times, many of the famous anchormen and reporters travel with prostitutes.
All of them do.
Would that be okay? That would be great. Okay, thank you.
Great. Yeah, they're good.
Hold on, I'm going to put you on the air. Hold on just a second, please.
I tell you, they sound. Yeah, I think they're very accommodating. Isn't that right?
Yes, she's very accommodating.
That's terrific.
Take care of Dennis and Brokaw and Rather and Jennings
and whatever dates they might happen to have when they get into the city.
We will.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's terrific.
Thank you for your time, and you can look forward to seeing Dennis and whoever shows up. And it's great you can help with security.
We can do that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Now.
She was good people, which means Dennis will be able to enjoy his stay, his meal with his, you know, hooker of his choice.
That's great. So
one of those Terre Haute hookers. Terre Haute.
And they got
Terre Haute.
Yeah, they got to be the finest hookers on the face of the earth.
Corn fed.
All right, well, Rob, somebody better call Dennis and tell him he's going to Indiana in the middle of May.
He's got an execution to go to.
He sure does. At the very least,
right?
He can stand outside the prison.
Right. And he can tell us what the mood is.
Yes. We'll get a little tape recorder and stuff.
Tape recorder in hand.
Excellent.
You know? Absolutely. He'll talk to the pro and con, you know, people. They're always protesters on both sides of the fence. That'll be fantastic.
I can't imagine that there's going to be any people for Timothy McVeigh out there.
Thousands.
Oh, my God. He'll be,
are you kidding?
There'll be hundreds of them.
Anti-death penalty people. Thousands of them.
Oh, the guy's an animal, though.
I know, man.
All right. Well, we're sending Dennis. Got him the hotel room.
Yes.
Got him the reservation. It's a good thing you had that on the news yesterday, Buzz. Uh-huh. You know, with us, last minute everything, if we had waited.
Yep. Worked out great.
We would have been shot out.
He's going to have a good time.
Now let's clear the lines again. Caller number 100.
All right.
Phone number 877-365-3636. You're playing for $500 with the Secret Sound.
Extra security.
We'll be right back. Be the 100th caller.
Number one, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show.
Would you say that these look like the breasts of a 43-year-old woman?
No. No, they don't, Miss Wiss. They're quite impressive. Bordering on spectacular. We have to be running along now.
What's your hurry, Sergeant? Wouldn't you like to have an early lunch?
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Call.
We are often want to do. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, is that a deadline? Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hi.
How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
Good. Don't tell me I'm the 100th caller.
You can't say that on the radio.
You can't say the S word.
Oh, holy yes.
Okay, holy yes. That's what the guy says. Holy yes.
Right. Very excited.
Yeah.
Very enthusiastic.
What's your name, my friend? Where are you from, Matt?
York, Pennsylvania.
Beautiful. Matt, you want a complete auto detailing for your car valued at $260.
Oh, my.
For that amount of money, they better give you oral while they're in the car armor rolling.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic.
That's from www.waxmycar.com. But wait, there's more. Please turn your radio down. You've also won the WWF WrestleMania prize pack. In demand, your home, Sunday, April 1st, 8 p.m. live from Tejas. Call Comcast or Cox Cable System to order. Now, those great prizes aside, are you ready to go for $500?
Yes.
All right, we have Secret Sound number one, a common, everyday sound. Yes, it's a clicking sound.
A clicking sound. A
clicking sound like they all are. It's not a briefcase opening or closing.
It's not a car.
And it's not a microwave oven opening or closing. Give us your guess after 15 seconds. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Burt Parks.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Let me ask you, do you even know who Burt Parks is?
I have no idea.
Why? We give away some money, it's courtesy of Main Street Title.
There she is, Miss America.
What happened to the trend where you were moving it more towards at least the last decade that just passed us by?
Just couldn't make it.
All right, here's your chance for the money for $500. What's the sound?
Okay, is it
the little piece on a door that you, it's the lock part when a door shuts.
Well, you got to be a little more specific than the little, I don't know what you mean by the little plastic
it
piece.
It would be on the doorknob. When you turn the doorknob, the piece that clicks in to lock the door.
Yeah, no. At least have a descriptive sentence, at least.
It's got nothing to do with the door.
All right.
But don't let the screen door hit you on the way out. And thank you for listening. Hold on just a second. Now, Wendell, I need you to come in here to check this line. We have a bunch of new liners to cut, a bunch of new bumpers to cut for the show.
The dudes, sir.
And I want you to know. Oh, hi, Lisa.
Hi.
You washed today?
I sure did.
Good. We have. They were talking about you before, Lisa.
Who?
We had a caller that was inquiring about you.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
About your boosh.
Oh, my boosh.
Yes. Is it. JonBenet, is it a landing strip, is it a triangle, or is it like a Brillo pad?
No, it can't really be described by either or any of those. I would say kind of a landing strip, triangle-ish, very, very manicured.
Everybody wins.
Then we all win. Everybody wins.
Yay!
It's a combination landing strip and triangle.
Very good.
Wendell.
Yeah.
First up, here you go. I know Hello. We forgot about this.
Wendell, you enjoyed that last segment, didn't you?
Yes, indeed.
Wendell Hall, our engineer, you had Tuesday
yes.
in the kidney stones pool, and here is your $80 that you won.
Way to go, Wendell.
Because, in fact, the stones passed on Tuesday. Now, tell me through this. Is Dude Walker on BTS 2?
He should be on either one or two.
Let me see. Dude?
Hey.
Hey, there he is.
Hey, dude. Yeah.
Hey, I'm on BTS. I don't know what that means, but I feel good doing it.
I don't know either. What does BTS mean, Wendell?
Broadcast television systems or something like that.
All right.
It's a manufacturer.
Fantastic. Now, we got a whole bunch of these bumpers. Robbie
Fantastic.
And I have been slaving at them, and I want you to know, Mike, we have one especially for you.
I always like to have one for me.
And, Buzz, we've got one especially for you.
Very good.
And there's one for me. There's one for everybody in
That's
here.
Good. You guys seem a little excited about it. I always like it when you guys are in that mood.
Well, you know, the ones that we have now have been running for about 4 months. We got to freshen them up.
It's time.
So we have, I think, a total of maybe, I-X-Nay just a couple of, close to 55 of these to bang out.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic. We could certainly do this in a recording studio, but it's more fun for you to hear the actual process on the air.
Yeah, so we can prove that it's not vocally assisted, that he really does have the big beanbag.
Right. And you do have the big ballsy voice. And, dude, I'm hearing you doing more and more commercials now.
I know. I do lots of stuff thanks to you guys, though. It's amazing how many times people say, get that guy from Don and Mike, and we do spots that way.
And you were on, what was the TV show you were on recently? Because I saw you.
It was West Wing.
West Wing.
I was on the West
Wing,
right. Yeah.
You were a reporter.
That's right.
Very
right.
Cool.
Now, how did you get that role?
I tried to slip your name into there. They just didn't want to hear about it.
Come on, really?
How did I get that? I auditioned like a lot of other starving actors. That would, you know, you go down and beg your way into it, and they'll give you a little part like that.
Very, very cool, though, because, I mean, you really got some good camera time. It was great.
All right.
It was fun.
Oh, and listen, are you still in the commercial with the gay guy from Giant?
I don't know. They gave me another residual check, so I assume they're going to use it again.
Dude is in this commercial where they have this guy go, hi, this is Tommy from Giant Food.
This Ed Grimley wannabe.
Yeah. The guy's just as queer as a $3 bill.
I don't know why they selected him to sell produce.
I don't know. All right, dude. Once again, we'll just go through. Some of these I'm going to have to help you with the pronunciations and
sure.
the reading. But
right.
I got a good feeling about these. I really do.
Generally, they're just as is. Let's go. Let's roll now. If we're rolling in the other room with right. cut number one.
Here we go. They'll talk better if you listen harder. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Very good.
Okay.
I like that. That says it all.
Number two.
Cleansing your ears with a daily DNA shower. The Don and Mike Show.
Very good.
And it's okay for us to talk and laugh while dude is doing this because they're recording him in another channel
Absolutely.
In the other room.
Excellent.
Number three is one that Rob wrote for you, Mike.
Okay.
Providing joy. Don and Mike.
Thank you, Rob. Number four, this is a tribute to the hierarchy at CBS.
Working directly under Melvin and Sumner, Don and Mike.
Oh, wow.
Man.
Okay, very daring.
Right. Now, the next one is a la Mr. 40, so you have to do it. Right, right.
Oh, I got
I mean, that's how Mr. 40 says, right? He goes, right, right.
Right,
Right, right. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Good. Okay, number six, simply as written.
Come lick their thingies, Don and Mike.
Dude, sometimes you just put a little extra something into them. That was one.
Number seven, this would be a, well, this is mine.
Okay.
I didn't write it, but for me, written by Ron. Uh-huh.
Somewhere between the taste of the scab and the smell of the Band-Aid lies the Don and Mike Show.
The next one, I got this one. This is a tribute to Matthew Perry.
Very good.
They go together like Vicodin and Methadone. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Very good. This one, not a tribute to Buzz, but mentions Buzz. Number nine.
And now, with another segment designed to disgruntle Buzz Burbank, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Disgruntle.
Remember that the day the guy called and said Buzz is all disgruntled?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah. All right, now the next one is a tribute to Dennis Murphy. So where it says 6 million, you say million.
Right.
And instead of listeners, you say missners.
Right. All right, gotcha. All right, here we go. With over 6 million listeners, the Don and Mike Show.
That's going to be our reporter in Terre Haute.
Perfect. Okay, next one as is.
Discussing places and wet things, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Very good.
I know, number 12. I don't know why I wrote this one, but this is a funny one, I think, just very short.
They hate books. Don and Mike.
That is good.
This next one, 13, go ahead.
Don't let the smooth taste fool ye. The Don and Mike Show.
Always like him when he does the ye.
Okay, 14, here's another one from Robbie.
Two guys so white, they show movies on them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now, the next one is in Pig Latin.
Okay.
Yeah,
It's something that we were talking about one day on the air.
Very good.
That I believe I said in Pig Latin, and here it is now in a bumper. Number 15.
They don't fum on her case, pile whistling. Don and Mike.
Remember that?
Yep, I do.
Okay, the next one is double entendre.
Oh, okay. Full of double entendre, the Don and Mike Show.
Double.
All right, let's skip 17 and go to 18. This is a tribute to Mike.
Very good.
I'll go on record with this. I don't mind telling you. The Don and Mike Show.
All right.
There's your crutches. 19. This is a good one.
America's premier sex jesters, Don and Mike.
Number 20.
They live by the ass and die by the ass. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
They don't like books.
They hate books.
They hate books.
21, please.
Tasting faintly of salt, the Don and Mike Show.
And now the next one is...
You guys are good. You guys are on a roll today. This is good.
The next one is a tribute to Buzz, so you have to do it like Buzz.
Okay. I don't know how we can do that.
Okay, just like this. It's... then let's make it this one.
Okay. then let's make it this one. The Don and Mike Show.
You know how Buzz always does that? Sure. Like, well, I go, one more, and let's make it this one. Let's make it this one.
Fine.
Okay, 23. Do the beginning if you can, like Charlton Heston.
Damn dirty apes, Don and Mike.
Yeah, just a little bit more like, damned dirty apes.
Oh, okay. Damn dirty apes, Don and Mike.
Yeah. 24.
The kings of Cunnypalooza, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
He's in good voice today. I mean, he's always in good voice, but he's particularly sharp today.
Okay. All right, here you go, 25. This is from my mouth to God's ears.
With a reminder not to say yes to the no-no, the Don and Mike Show.
A little reminder, so you're educating.
Yes, now, see if you can figure out this next one that I got here, okay? As is, Buzz, let's see if Mike gets it.
Okay.
Just read the letters as they are.
All right. Always remember WWDAMD, the Don and Mike Show.
WWDAMD.
What would Don and Mike do? As opposed to WWGD. GD, what would... JD, what would Jesus do?
You guys would wear the wristbands.
Right. All right, the next one is a... oh, come on. This is everybody in Greenville, number 27.
Broadcasting northern voices for southern ears. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Number 28 is a tribute to Stacy Bridges.
Two handsome, stunning faggots. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's a good one.
Now, 29, obviously we'd like to say T-I-T... A-N-I-E-C, but we can't say that word yet, so you got to say teats. But, you know, when a guy says, hey, well, wow, that is T-I-T-A-N-I-C, so you got it.
So teats instead of the other word.
Right. You ready? Here we go. It's teats, the Don and Mike show.
Okay, now next one is mamos.
They love their mamos, Don and Mike.
When you do it,
it's mamo.
Mamo.
Oh, that mamo.
You gotta make mamo. They love their mamos.
They love their mamos, Don and Mike.
Okay, 31.
The Sultans of Spunk, Don and Mike.
Now, the next one's a tribute to G. Gordon Liddy, so you gotta do it like him. And Mike, you can help due to this, because okay. what we want is...
How about you, Don and Mike? How about you, Don and Mike?
Okay. Okay. How about you, Don and Mike?
You try one more time. Listen to Mike a little more like Liddy. Do it.
How about you, Don and Mike?
How about you, Don and Mike?
Can you go any higher?
Well, yeah, but...
How about you, Don and Mike? Right up there, dude. Come on, dude.
Maybe I'll hold my nose. How about you, Don and Mike?
And how about after... One more time, and after you do it, say Semper Fi.
How about you, Don and Mike? Semper Fi.
Okay. 33.
You'll laugh until your nipples bleed. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I love those.
All right, 34. I think you'll like this.
From the makers of Crouching Spiewak, Hidden Broyhill, it's the Don and Mike Show.
It's only going to be funny for a couple more weeks, but what the hell?
Sure.
35, please.
Let them pop a couple of hot balls in ye, Don and Mike.
Oh, man.
36.
7.5 inches long. Let me do this better.
Okay.
7.5 inches long and about 3 inches in girth. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, all of these are good.
We're
going to
be factual.
Oh, man.
All right, now the next one's a little rhyme. I think you'll like this.
The Radio Zeuses with the Juices. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Very good. Well, now the next one, I love this one. And you pronounce it Puzzy.
Right. They like to kiss Puzzy, Don and Mike.
Puzzy.
Okay, 39. This is from Robbie.
Close the chili parlors. It's time for Don and Mike.
That is Rob. That's all Rob right there. Number 40 is also Rob, and it's an inside joke.
Very good.
Their brains are 100% leak-proof. Guaranteed. Don and Mike.
Very good. I like it. It works, though.
That's funny to us.
Absolutely.
We're going to skip 41 and go to 42. And in your best Barry White voice, do the beginning line.
Okay. They don't want to see no panties. Don and Mike.
Very good.
Now, the next one. Very important you read it exactly as written. It's like this. Hoo-hoo doll. Hoo-da-da-doo.
Wait a minute. That's not the way it's written. What you?
Hoo-hoo doll.
Hoo-hoo doll. Can't be right there. Hoo-hoo doll.
Hoo-hoo doll.
Hoo-hoo doll.
Do-da-da-doo. Hoo-hoo doll. Do-da-da-doo.
Okay, I'll try it.
Okay.
Hoo-hoo doll, doo-da-da-doo, Don and Mike.
No. It's not hoo-hoo doll, it's hoo-doo-doll.
Oh, hoo-doo-doll, okay.
Doo-da-da-doo.
Hoo-doo-doll, doo-da-da-doo, Don and Mike.
All right, close enough. Okay. Number 44.
guilty of inciting happiness. Don, you're on that. Do it again. Guilty of inciting happiness. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's a sweet one. I think we're going to skip 45. And we'll go to 46. This is a tribute to some douchebag who called us a couple of weeks ago.
It may be bad, but it's the best there is. The Don and Mike Show.
Very good. I like that one. All right, now 47. When you say the last line, you got to say it like this. Money fans.
Okay. Adored by all their money fans, Don and Mike.
Good.
Very good.
48, please.
Just an alcohol swab and a quick pen light inspection, and it begins the Don and Mike Show.
Kind of a tribute to your recent travails? Yes.
Yes, we are skipping 49 and going right to 50.
Just mop it up with a T-shirt. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. That's about me J-O-ing. 51.
Like a four-hour comedy catheter. The Don and Mike Show.
Very good.
52.
A leading cause of friction bumps. The Don and Mike Show.
Number 53. Now, we wrote this one based on what they wrote about us in the Reno newspaper.
Very good.
They invite prostitutes to join in. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's right out of the paper. Yeah. That's exactly what they wrote about our show.
I love it.
Okay, 54.
Time for another spoof. So here's Don and Mike.
Spoof.
55.
Barons of the Jizz Biz, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
A lot of goo in this one. That's good. Well, yeah, lots of goo.
Got goo on the mind.
Uh-huh.
Now, you really got to help him on this one, Mike, because what we have, what we want is the Judy Garland. They tried their damnedest.
This is a dude, if you've ever been to a party where somebody's really drunk, and they go, they tried their damnedest.
Okay.
Hold on.
Do you think he has to hear the tape? He can do it without hearing the tape, Rob. I'll give it a try. Go ahead, dude.
All right, here we go. They try their damnedest. Now, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Do it just like you.
Let me play it.
Listen to Judy Garland.
I'm mad. Okay. I am mad.
It's at the very end of the tape.
And yet still very self-conscious, but I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe... And I tried my damnedest.
Okay. That's
so you don't have to do it with any voice. It's just that the only thing you have to worry about is damnedest. So it's like, they tried their damnedest.
Okay. They try their damnedest. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You want one more time?
They tried their damnedest.
Like the last syllable you're saying it obnoxiously.
Okay. They try their damnedest. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Very good.
You got it.
All right. All right, the next one is a tribute to Junior Soprano.
What they don't know could fill a book. Don and Mike.
Very good.
All right, we're almost done. 58.
Next to breast milk, the Don and Mike Show is best. It's Don and Mike.
All right, 59.
Ladies, let them read your lips. Don and Mike.
Now, we always love ending with that. Give us, your best goddamn it.
Here we go. God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Very good. Can we just have a God freaking damn it?
God freaking damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Dude Walker. Can I have a... Jesus effing Christ, the Don and Mike Show.
You're really going for it here.
Yeah.
It's still Lent, isn't it? Okay. What is it you want now,
Jesus effing Christ, the Don and Mike Show.
Jesus effing... What? Wait a minute. Do I say the whole thing?
Yeah, Jesus effing Christ.
I forgot I could say that. Sometimes I forget what I can say and what I can't say. Jesus effing Christ, the Don and Mike Show.
Beautifully done. That's a wrap.
Good job.
Thank you, guys.
Very good.
Thank you. Look, I would tell you, really seriously,
One take wonder.
Mike's a voice guy. He could tell you this. You can go to studios. It takes guys like hours
to get the right inflection.
To bang this stuff out.
And he just churns through them. Yep. He just goes through them like a hot knife through butter.
An incredible talent. Thank you, dude.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
All right. See ya.
See you around.
Bye. Dude Walker, voice of many TV networks.
Right through them like green corn through the new maid.
Aspiring actor. Does all kinds of commercial work.
Good guy, too. One of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
Yeah. I thought we had some good ones there.
Yes, you do.
I thought we had some good ones.
Private pilot.
Right. Is he really a private pilot?
Yeah, he flies his own plane.
Lovely wife.
Connecticut. Born and raised in Connecticut.
His wife, wow. Major League Yabos on Mrs. Walker. Hey, Lisa. Any of our freak show people show yet?
Freaks here yet, man?
Who? Oh, come here, tell me who they are. Because I know now we're running up on another time thing here. So you want to talk to Nancy about the NCAA's
March Madness.
Right, Jim Nance is ready to talk to us. Who's here?
I have the guy who's going to deep throat the sausage.
Right,
sausage.
And the guy who's going to fart us all out of the studio.
All right. The rest of them should be on the way down.
Ew.
That means we're still waiting on the guy who can lick his foreskin, the girl who's getting her nipple pierced, the guy who's going to snot the goldfish 23 times. We'll cut him a little slack because he's driving up from Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge.
The guy who's going to do the thing with tequila, and the guy who's going to make himself throw up on command, but he called and said he was en route. He's on the way. He's just a little sick. He's on the way. Hello, Don Light Show. Oops. Oops.
They're all a little sick.
I just canceled out all the lines.
See how we did that? Hey. That's the movie Mr. Saturday Night. See how I did that?
All right, well, then let's break, and we'll talk to Nancy, because very important weekend coming up now in the NCAA's. You know, when we had the baby and the dog
right
pick the basketball games.
And now it's coming right down to the wire.
Yes, we have two teams left. We have Duke. And we have we have Kentucky and we have Arizona.
Arizona, yes. Providence and the other
Wisconsin are out.
They're out of it. And, of course, in our area, in Washington, D.C., where we live, Georgetown, Maryland, which is just about as big as it gets in college basketball in these parts.
Yeah, but I mainly care about the fact that at least one of the teams that was picked by the dog and the baby gets to the Final Four.
And that guy still, I mean, if one of our teams gets to the Final Four,
that guy shaves his head.
It's head shaving time.
Right, and that guy, like, calls every single day now. Mm-hmm. Even calls back in the office when not on the air.
You see? Your team. One of your teams got knocked out.
Come on, but the guy wants to bust balls. Well, we had teams that were picked by a dog and a baby.
And two of our teams are still in it.
Yeah. I got to think that our best chance, and I'll ask Nancy in a second, I think our best chance is Arizona.
Yeah, everybody would agree with you.
Because Kentucky, if they win whatever they play, they're going to eventually have to play Duke.
Right.
And they're probably going to lose to Duke.
Duke. Lose to Duke.
Duke. Hello, Don and Mike. This is Nancy. Already?
Hello?
I'm not ready for him. Hello? Jim?
No.
Oh, no, this is not Jim Nance. This is, well, it could be. Hello?
He is so overworked.
Nancy?
It's not Jim Nance.
Who is this?
It's Omar.
Omar. Omar, what's wrong?
Nothing much.
Hey, what's up, Omar?
Nothing.
Why are you calling?
Talk about the game.
What game?
Maryland Georgetown game.
No, please.
No way.
No,
absolutely not. Sorry.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Back in the bottle.
Sorry I brought it up. Hello.
Wahoo! Wahoo!
That's a weird hang up, too.
Yeah.
Kind of a synthesizer hang up.
All right, we'll talk to Jim Nance right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And again, happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at the NFL today. Now, the IBM Power Poll, just picked by my guys here as always. Craig, Randy, Harry, Eric Mann, Bob Matina, our radio buddies, Don and Mike, everybody in on this.
They don't bum on her case while whizzing. Don and Mike.
All right, we're going to talk to Nancy here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
And this is Chris. I'm from Baltimore. Listen, I just want to let you all know, I am in no way gay or anything like that. I mean, not there's anything wrong with that. I'm happily married and got lovely children. But when I heard that gentleman was just doing the bumpers for you guys.
The Dude Walker?
Dude Walker. I almost, like, jizzed in my pants.
You are a fag, then.
No, I don't think so.
No, but welcome. We welcome you, because we did, too.
Well, you've come out today on the show. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's all come out together.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
I mean, dude starts talking and we get all buttery.
Hello?
What a wonderful segue.
There is there, Nancy, our friend, the loony Jim Nance. Jim Nance, it's great to have you on the show again.
Boy, is it good to be with you guys. You know, I'm getting tired of people coming up to me, though, and saying they heard me on the Don and Mike show.
Well, now, Jim, for whatever reason, is not the studio host for the Sweet 16 Final Four, Road to the Final Four. He's the main dude. He calls the main game.
Well, I'm not the main dude. The main dude is Billy Packer, but I used to be in the studio back in my early years at CBS, but for 11 years I've sat by Billy Packer's side and just tried to ride his back all the way to the championship game.
How is your mental state of mind these days, Jim?
Pretty darn strong until I heard that gentleman on before me. I didn't know what I was getting into.
You dig the college basketball, don't you? You get into it.
I love it. I mean, I really do, and I can tell you guys do too.
Yeah, well, here's why we get into it, and this is what we want to ask you. We had, everybody's got the goddamn polls and the brackets and everything. What we did last week was we had a dog come in and pick the first round.
Yeah, I heard about this.
And then we had a baby come in and pick the second round.
I'm the national commissioner, of all these brackets, and that one got back to me what you had done.
Well, I'll tell you, we're very pleased with the fact that we still have, out of the baby's picks and the dog's picks, we still have two teams that are still in it. Now, I think we have more than two. I think we have, like, Gonzaga, who's still alive.
That's a very big team alive.
We just picked Gonzaga for the Final Four.
Right. The baby picked for the Final Four, Providence, Wisconsin, Kentucky, and Arizona.
Okay.
Now, we know that two of those teams don't have a chance, but we had some idiot. Whenever we talk sports on this show, some idiot calls in who, like, should be calling WFAN.
He was laughing at our picks, at the baby's picks and the dog's picks, and he said, if even one of your teams gets into the Final Four, I'll come down there and shave my head.
And we said, with nothing, we don't have to do anything the baby's picks don't get in there. So what we want to know is, I know you got this whole thing about being objective and everything, but take that out for a second. Do you think that either Kansas or Arizona has a chance of going...
Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky or Arizona has a legit shot of going to the Final Four.
Of course they do. Come on, guys. They're number two seeds in their brackets. They got a real good chance, and I think Arizona is a super strong team right now. It'll be very difficult to eliminate. I think that's a really good pick.
Ah, good.
So we could be having a shaved head down at the studio.
Yes, all right. Do you think that Arizona is, of those teams we mentioned, they're probably a lock for the Final Four?
No. Come on, now. How closely do you follow this to be talking about locks?
Well,
I mean, Hampton last week beats Iowa State. In this tournament, that's the charm of this tournament, is that no one knows what's going to happen. I mean, it's the unpredictability that you kind of lose in other sports in these tedious best-of-seven series in the professional ranks. You get to the NCAA tournament, it's one and done. And there's no such thing as lock. I guess people would think that the team I'm going to be broadcasting tonight here in Philadelphia, Duke, is the closest thing to a lock. But, Mike Krzyzewski would cringe if he heard that.
Well, what if it comes down to Duke and Kentucky? Because that's what they're saying, right?
That's the expected showdown for Saturday night here in the East Final for the right to go to the Final Four, because there's a lot of history here in Philadelphia. 9 years ago, they had this epic game that some say is the greatest college basketball game ever played.
All right,
Kentucky.
With Christian Laettner here.
Right, 403 in overtime, and Laettner hit the turnaround shot, linked to the court pass, and I don't know another game that could even rival it, but that's what everybody thinks might happen, that we'll get those two teams playing here in the same city where that other game took place.
Right, so if it is Kansas and Duke,
Kentucky.
I don't know why.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Who do you like?
Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. Was she from Kansas or Kentucky?
Jim, I don't follow this very good. Here's Jim Nance.
This is complicated stuff.
Jim Nance is on the case. Yeah. He is on the case. He's into this.
All right, so if it's Kentucky and Duke, obviously Duke is the favorite, but does Kentucky have a chance to beat them?
Of course they have a chance.
Well, I mean, and the Cincinnati Bengals have a chance beat the Denver Broncos.
No. We're not talking about some extreme crazy upset. We're talking about a team that won the SEC regular season, the SEC conference tournament, a team that won the national championship 3 years ago, and on its way, by the way, to winning the championship, beat Duke in the regional final back when they were both paired in the South bracket.
Well, let me ask you this about the NCAAs. When you're talking about these upsets, the bottom line is you have kids. They are still kids, and a lot of times, even the highly rated teams, some of them get a little overwhelmed, and that gives an unknown team maybe a chance to zip in there, right? I mean, you talk about a team like Duke, you probably can't get any more composed group of guys.
Pros.
But they can, the pressure can get to them more so than the pros, don't you think?
Well, Duke last year went into the NCAA tournament as the number one team in the nation and lost in this round to Florida, which went on all the way to the championship game before it lost to Michigan State. So certainly, you know, in a one-game situation, that's why you see the crazy games like Hampton, you know, over Iowa State, Utah State eliminating Ohio State, the matchups that you thought were one-sided turning out to be shockers. That's because there's so much extra pressure, and as you have articulated so beautifully, in fact, you almost qualify to be one of our broadcasters here tonight with your explanation. It's just that one game, and boy, if it's close down at the very end of the game, you start all your you can just see it on the kids' faces. Their minds are just flooded with all these thoughts that we could lose this thing. Our season, it could come to a sudden end here, and it's not supposed to.
Of all the teams that are left, which is the team that has the most kids who are driving Porsches and Land Rovers,
being coached by Nick Nolte?
Yeah, which team is most like the Blue Chips team?
You know, I really haven't been out to study the parking lot situation at the Sweet 16 teams. I don't know. That's a bit unfair. But I go and, you know, listen, as the guy that calls it on CBS, if I go and say, this team X, hey, there's going to be an uproar in that community because you're calling them a bunch of cheaters, and I don't, you know, I think the NCAA has really tightened down on that type of thing.
What about
a lot less?
What about USC? That's a crooked school, right?
When have they been on probation?
Have they? I don't know. I'm just throwing out. What about UCLA? They're crooked, right?
Crooked.
They're crooked. They're crooked as Bill Clinton's penis, right?
Oh, come on.
How about
great group of kids?
All right. What about Duke?
Just total class, you know, Shane Battier, the senior. And
is it true that Duke could beat the Los Angeles Clippers?
The Clippers aren't that bad now, let me tell you.
What about the Bullets, or the Wizards?
The Bulls. They
call them. They could beat the Bulls?
The Bulls.
They could beat the
Bulls? They have an outside chance. Actually, no pro team is going to lose to a college team. I don't care. If you put a collection of college all-stars, you're not going to beat the worst team in the NBA. But the Duke team really is a beautiful study in teamwork. They really believe in one another and could care less about the stats and the individual glory, and that's when you know you're going to win. Because you have a group of guys that forego any kind of individual.
All right, let me ask you something. Maybe you can't answer.
Okay.
Of all of the teams that are left,
mm-hmm.
which team's fans, and I mean the students,
mm-hmm.
are the biggest a-holes? because I know that. Listen, no, just let me
get the worst question.
No, it's out of control. The fans are out of control.
Bad enough that I give you guys all this exposure on the NFL today.
Well, wait a minute. In a Duke
now
gets a rap.
Now you're asking me basically to commit occupational suicide.
Jim, Duke gets a rap around you know, college circuits.
And Maryland, Jesus, they were throwing bottles out on the court.
Duke and Maryland get bad raps. I mean, and isn't Duke known for really messing with the other players?
They're called the Cameron crazies, you know, because they can really stir it up. But I'm not going to say that, you know, I wouldn't use the language as salty as what you suggested at all.
Well, that's what we get paid to do, Jim. You know that.
Yeah. Well, who's
going to get paid not to do?
let me ask you on a level you could answer them. Which school has the rowdiest fans?
Very good.
The rowdiest fans.
Yeah, rowdiest fans. You know, like maybe when you're broadcasting a game, you actually feel for your personal
Well, you really safety. Feel it when you're at their home campus game. So, like, yes. You feel it less in the NCAA tournament because, sadly, a lot of the students can't afford to travel to these games,
all right, well, then,
much less get their hands on the tickets.
When you've been covering games during the year?
Stanford, you'd be shocked at it. Stanford.
Stanford, all right, we're hearing it now. Stanford's
kids at Maples Pavilion, they have a group called the Sixth Man. They stand throughout the game, and they're right on top of your announce position.
I'm going to say this.
They don't do anything out of line. They're very supportive. They're outstanding. So are the Duke Cameron Crazies. Probably the team that travels the fans the best is Kentucky. I mean, the Kentucky fans will go anywhere to watch their Wildcats play.
How about the American University Eagles fans?
You know, not bad. They've gotten better through the years.
I'm hearing
you're bad, Don.
That was Mike.
That's my alma mater.
What I'm hearing is that Stanford's are bad, but of the teams that are left in, it's Duke or Kentucky that has the worst fans. I mean, the worst.
The worst?
The worst fan behavior. The rowdiest.
I would say the worst. I would say maybe the best.
the rowdiest. And do you ever get taunted by those rowdy fans?
Yeah, I'll tell you, Kansas, too. You know, I don't want to, I'm starting to think through some of these brackets here.
Do that.
Kansas fans are just
have you ever been
out of sight. They're terrific.
You ever been taunted? I mean, do you ever hear the Nancy?
I got taunted one time, and it's kind of an interesting story, but it was in 91. It was in February of 91, and I was doing a game at Arkansas. And UNLV was taking on Arkansas. They were ranked number 1 and 2 in the country. And it didn't happen at the arena. It happened at the hotel. I had a group of drunks in the room next to mine. At about 3 o'clock in the morning, they started banging on the wall.
Oh my!
Challenging me to come out because they wanted to fight.
And oh my God!
On and on and on. I called security and said, "Could you come up and somehow tame these guys?" I heard security. I actually was right by the elevator to my room, so I could hear the elevator open. I could hear the guy come over and tell them to settle down. And as soon as the elevator closed and the security guard left, these guys said, "You will not make it to the game tomorrow.
Oh my God.
You are a dead man."
Oh my God.
And so I alerted CBS. I called CBS in the morning and asked for there to be some security, you know, extra security on that day.
And now what is
finally they fell asleep and I had to leave for the game. Let's say it was 10 o'clock in the morning. I picked up one of those trash cylinders by the elevator. And once the elevator door opened, I jammed it with my briefcase. I picked up that cylinder and I threw it against the door. Then I ran to the elevator, pushed it through the lobby, and headed straight out to the car. So I got there. I shouldn't be telling this, but I got to the arena and I said, "Please be on the lookout for some people that have like a really kind of crazy look in their eye." And just as we're coming on the air with Billy Packer,
oh no,
that guy leaps over the press table. Now, everybody's aware that I had been threatened. I mean, I'm not obviously telling you all the things these guys had said. I can't repeat it. But it was pretty bad. So I said, "Be on the lookout for anyone with kind of a wild look in their eye." And just as we're going about 20 seconds to air, this guy leaps over the press table, and he's running toward us. And a security guard grabs him.
Oh, my God.
And as we're going through the 2-minute on camera, and I'm to the corner of my eye, I'm trying to check this whole situation out. We throw it to commercials, promising to come back to the tip-off, and now I see that this guy that had that wild look in his eye who leaped over the press table was not one of the guys that was neighboring me at the hotel that night and threatening me, but it was somebody who wanted to come over and reach out and extend a hello. Again, this was in Arkansas.
The guy
reached over and said, "Jim, Billy, my name is Bill Clinton. I'm the governor of Arkansas."
Oh, my God. Come on.
Now, you know, at that time, as far as like on the national stage, you know, no one knew him. But, you know, he was going to be elected president
Are you 18 months later, 20 months later.
Here was this guy with this wild look in his eye leaping over the press table. I thought it was the guy next to me in the room last night.
Well, listen, you know what? You finally gave us a decent story.
That is a great story, Jim.
You finally gave us a decent one.
It's amazing. It only took me, 4 or 5 years?
There you go. Give him a round of applause. Yeah. Hey, have a great call on your game tonight. Throughout the Sweet 16, and then you'll be doing the big national championship, right?
Next week, the Final Four will be there, championship game. If you guys want to talk about it, we'll do it. And right.
You're the man.
Beautiful. You guys.
No,
you're the man. You know, I really do hear this a lot. I mean, I was climbing up a golf tower out on the West Coast Golf Swing between the Super Bowl and the NCAA tournament, and some guy at the bottom of the tower said, "When are you going to be on Don and Mike again?"
There you go. Mm-hmm.
They're everywhere.
I said, "You know, I just did the Super Bowl. What are you talking about Don and Mike for?"
All right. Get out of here. Go do your prep. Goodbye,
guys.
There he is.
That is a pretty darn good story.
Nancy.
Good appearance.
You know what? My favorite part of that was he jams his briefcase in the elevator. I'm like, what a pussy move.
Right.
Picks up a trash can, throws it at the door, and runs to the elevator.
But is that not like a move we'd do?
Oh, yeah. I mean, 100% what we would do.
We just wouldn't have the briefcase.
Yeah. Well, I'll give him credit.
That's pretty funny.
It finally made me laugh.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if I buy the part at the end about his Clinton coming out.
Good story.
Hello, but
you know, at night, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, F you, man.
Hello? You're a dead man. Hello? This is Jim Nance. I'm in 318. I've been threatened. There's some bullies outside my room.
And then he called CBS for security. Wonder what they sent along. You know, some 8-year-old with a tricycle.
Can I help you, sir?
Nothing.
And I like, once again, you working in the phrase Nancy. Had everyone ever taunted you by calling you Nancy?
Nancy.
You know, like they do, Daryl.
Nancy. All right.
He's a good guy.
He's the lead guy for CBS. He'll be calling the games tonight. I think we're finally going to start the freak show in the next break.
Oh, man, it's going to stink. It's going to stink in here.
Oh, no, hold on. The guy with the tequila's on the phone. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going, Donald Mike?
Hey, what's the problem, Kyle?
Yeah, it was going to come down when I talked to Charlie, and he told me that I can't do a shot of tequila on the air.
You know, they do have, and I don't know why people can't drink on a radio show.
Yeah,
I don't know either.
Myself, yeah.
Hold on, I think Mike's got a comment on that. Hold on a second.
MC. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, that's sponsorable, Mike. www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet.
Righty then.
Yeah, so just letting you all know that I'm not going to be able to do it.
Sounds like you've done a few already, though.
No, nah, we've done a couple. I mean, I've done them before, not today, though.
All right, well, you weren't the best act anyway, so
yeah,
what the hell.
That. Yeah, I figured I'd like to show you all. Maybe I'll come to one of the Vegas-style shows.
That'd be terrific.
All right.
See you later.
Take care.
God, I just hope we don't lose the guy who's going to lick his own foreskin.
Is he coming down?
Yeah.
All right.
And keep in mind, you know, first prize, $1,000. Second prize.
Did I sound a little too eager saying that?
Yes, you did.
Yeah,
second prize will be the trip to WWF in Texas. Although the first prize winner gets their choice of either one of them.
That's right.
And we will meet our first contestant when we come right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
Yeah. I won't keep you long. Okay. Could you just please say hi to Don Geronimo and Michael Merritt?
So, Don and Michael, hey, how you doing? Nice to see you.
Oh, you can't call him Michael. He'd get very upset.
Why?
It's just the way he is. Well, you're the psychiatrist.
Call him Mikey?
Would you like to say hi to Don and Mikey?
Yeah, hey, Don and Mikey, how you doing?
Thank you, Elaine Bracco.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello, Don and Mike. This is Furio Junta from The Sopranos. I never listen to you. Goodbye.
America's premier sex jester, Don and Mike.
But I don't know what the hell is happening to this contest today. Is this the vomit guy?
Yeah.
So what's your story?
I'm sitting there trying to drive, and I didn't notice how low I was on gas. I just ran out waiting for my brother to come pick some up for me.
Right. Oh, come on. You were on Route 66?
No, I was on 50.
When you called, did you say you were on 66?
No, I said I was on 50.
What, did you get cold vomit?
No.
Was that like old feet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want me to come by, I'm going to be able to come by just a little late.
God, I hope so.
Just a little late.
Yeah.
Well, these things are on time schedules, sir.
Well, where are you at? Perhaps some good Samaritan is driving by with a can of gas in their automobile.
Let's see. I am right now near Prosperity.
Hold on. Mike's got some gas for you, I think. Hold on a second.
He's low on gas.
Dry hole.
You're running out too, Mike.
Yeah.
Not really.
Is that a bad one?
Oh, they're awful.
The guys here, the one guy who did show up is the guy who wants to make a fart so bad that we'll leave the studio.
Is he the only one?
No, and the guy who wants to deep-throw the kielbasa is here.
Wow.
I wish the hard-boiled egg lady was here.
Yeah. So do I. So listen, where are you?
Right here on 50 and Prosperity.
Route 50 inbound and Prosperity. And where are you, on the side of the road or what?
Right now I'm in a parking lot.
He's so full of it. He has no intention of coming down here.
You're in the parking lot of what?
Say again?
You're at the parking lot of what?
I don't know. I'll walk up near Prosperity.
Well, what are you in a parking lot of? It's a simple question.
It's some business area.
No, you see, if you tell us where you are, our listeners will be able to identify if you're there or not.
Yeah, and they'll bring you gas right away so you can come here and vomit.
All right. My brother's coming down. I'll come by and...
No. Just, I bet our...
No, he's lying.
Our listeners can get there before your brother can.
I don't know. I already called him about 10 minutes ago.
Well, if you just be a little more specific about where you are, we'll get you some help right now.
All I know is I'm near Prosperity and 50.
Now you gotta be a little more specific. Look around. What do you see?
Look around.
Trees, business offices.
Is there a sign on the business office?
No, just numbers.
Prithee, are these the same directions you gave your brother?
No,
you gave him better directions.
Yeah,
right?
How did you? Excellent point, Rob. That's why your brains. How did you tell your brother where you are?
My brother? He knows. What do you call it?
My brother?
How did you tell your brother how to find you?
Because I told him where it's on the way to campus.
Why don't you make it easy on yourself? Forehead. Make it easy on yourself right now and admit to us that you're lying.
I'm not lying.
Hold on. I got a guy who says 50 in Prosperity is right at a gas station. Hello, Steve?
Yeah, Don.
Hi. Listen, you're on the air with this guy. Go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say, if you're at 50 in Prosperity, go north from Prosperity about 200 or 300 yards. There's an Exxon station on your right-hand side.
Okay, I don't have a gas container.
They have one at gas
stations.
Most
gas stations have one. They'll let you use it.
Do you have $20 on you?
I have about 10.
If you have your driver's license?
Yes, I do.
If you leave your license, they'll give you a can.
All right, I'll do that.
Do you see the Exxon station?
Not right now, but I can go walk into it.
It's right up past where Merrifield... post office is. It's right up there.
And remember, put the gas in your car. Don't drink it.
Oh, okay. Shoot, I've been doing it wrong the whole time.
Now, come on, really. Are you still there?
Yes.
Now, are you coming down or not? Hello?
Oh, shocker.
And he's gone.
Shocker.
The vomit guy is gone.
Waiting on his brother.
Yes, of course.
He was lying.
Yeah.
All right, well, you know, we wanted to have a guy vomit on command. Well,
yeah.
Bring in the guy who wants to fart. Guy says he can fart so badly. Actually, his wife called us yesterday. Says this guy can fart so bad it will make us...
Would you like to come over here?
I don't think so, thank you.
Make us vacate the studio. We've had some bad death farts in here before.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, we have proven on this show that it is not an exact science.
No, it's not.
We have had, you know, including my friend, you know, that came in here and tried to fart.
Oh, well, listen, he was no better than when we did the Las Vegas style show a couple of weeks ago. Tommy Hilfiger actually came and got on stage.
It was horrible.
He had nothing.
Right.
Of course, now this guy has never claimed that he's going for sound.
Right. No, he's going for something a little more heinous.
He's going for smell. Hello, Don and my show.
Oh, my God.
You, please.
Hi there.
You. Hi there.
Hi, sir.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hi. All right, now, you do look like you could have a bad fart in you. I want to say this.
Yeah, it's been percolating.
And that's a
percolating?
I've been waiting for it to happen, but okay. Ain't nothing happening yet.
That is a pretty shirt you have on.
Death is certain?
Death is certain.
It's a picture of a guy wearing a purple robe, and he's holding a skull in his hand, and there's fire all over the place, and it says, death is certain.
Interesting T-shirt there.
Thank you.
Pretty.
So you're an optimist.
Yeah, I try to be.
I never thought about getting those front two teeth replaced.
Yeah. As soon as I win $1,000 today.
Is that what you're gonna use the $1,000 to pay for teeth?
I think so.
Oh, very good. All right.
I'm still waiting between that and the WrestleMania tickets.
Now, what? Yeah, that's going to be a tough decision.
That's a shock that you're debating.
I mean, you know.
Now, what do you need to do to do this? I mean,
I've just been sitting around relaxing. And
right.
I've done to... taking my food intake for the day.
Oh, my God.
Because
the anticipation is pretty awful. I don't mind telling you.
Because I have certain other ways I can do these things.
Now, when your wife called...
You do? Like what?
Well, certain medications and food mixtures and...
Medications
and food mixtures.
So, in other words, like if you eat a hot dog and take a Goody's headache powders?
No.
No?
What combination works?
What medication works with food?
I like Tylenol 3s.
Really? That's like, isn't Tylenol 3 like prescription codeine?
No, yeah, it's a narcotic.
Yeah,
it's a narcotic. Okay.
Very good.
You'll have to, I'm a little nervous right
that's
now.
No, you're doing fine. You're doing just fine.
Absolutely
no need to be
fine.
Nervous.
No,
thank you, Lisa.
We've met y'all before, my wife and I. We've been to a couple of y'all's trips.
Oh, good, good.
Oh, it was,
thank you for coming.
Fantastic.
Well, what can we do to accommodate you so that you can fart, so that we can be grossed
just
out?
Just waiting for it to happen, and when it does...
So you're just kind of chatting, and the pressure's on now, though. You know, a lot of people that fancy themselves fantastic farters have come into the studio and not been able to deliver. You know, and we really can't give you a completely unlimited time.
That's the bad thought that I had today, because right. I had some earlier today.
Yeah, in which you just didn't keep in. They just crap out.
And that usually happens around nighttime.
Oh, now it was your wife who called us yesterday and said that, that your farts would kill us.
Do you give your wife Dutch ovens?
Huh?
Do you give your wife Dutch ovens? Like where you lift the sheets over your head after you do that?
Worse than that, dude.
What do?
Dude?
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's like when it happens.
Have you eaten any of those Tylenol 3s today?
No. Okay. I've been off that stuff for a very long time.
Oh, good for you.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, I don't want to put any undue pressure on you, but I want to tell you that we are under a schedule here today. We are running out of time, and I want you to think now about those two front teeth you're missing and think that you could get yourself two new front teeth.
I've been trying.
With $1,000, or you could take the trip to Houston, if you win, to go to WrestleMania.
Is that where you're bouncing up and down a little bit?
No, just
trying to wait for something to happen.
Yeah.
See, it's not like those guys that actually bring air in. He's really waiting for gas.
Yeah.
He's waiting for gas to just creep out.
Like I said, I've done taking my intake of food.
Can we get you a soda?
Would you like a Coca-Cola?
Oh, no.
Water.
No.
Get some gas.
Want a water?
Yeah, sure. That'd be great.
All right, here you go. Here.
Do you think that will help?
Yes, yeah, some. I've been drinking water out of the fountain out front.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Chug the water. I'll give you a...
What do you do for a living, sir?
1 minute.
Drive.
You drive. You're a driver.
Yeah.
All right.
I tell you what, not to put any undue pressure on you, but...
You okay?
Oh, he's drunk.
Oh, my. Right. Don't cough up another tooth.
Did that go down the wrong way?
You're already missing the front tooth.
Okay. Okay, we have a little... Did it go down the wrong way?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, we're going to give you 60 seconds now to fart for us.
It's not going to happen in 60 seconds. Well, we have to put you on the timer anyway. So we can chat until then. We can chat until we ask you to leave.
Step up to the microphone, and why don't you try to... Why don't you try to push one out?
Maybe he could vomit.
Let me hear you try to push one out.
It don't work.
Not happening. It don't work?
It don't work.
You can't force it.
Right.
I mean, it was percolating out there, and I was like waiting and waiting to try to get inside.
Sure.
Now that I'm here, it's
not happening. Well, you still got, what's he got left, Don?
30 seconds. And you're giving us no effort. Let me hear you try to fart.
No? There's nothing in there. It's all mud?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Well,
and when it does happen, I don't want it to in my drawer.
Well,
you don't want to poop in your drawer.
$1,000,
Well, I'm afraid if you stay in here, we're all going to get tuberculosis.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming by.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry to tell you, though, that there will be no new front teeth. Mm. And no trip to Houston for you. I'm sorry.
But it was nice seeing you again.
If it weren't for that, I'd just come by to see y'all.
Thank you for coming.
Great of you to come by.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And now we're going to have to ask you to leave.
No.
Yes.
Yep.
No.
Yeah. Rob, please show them in. Thank you. Security. Thank you.
All right, fellas.
Thanks, guys.
This is Jim Nance.
Thank you.
I'm very scared.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
There's a man up here right now. How normal is that?
Right.
Oh, God.
That was fun.
That was our first contestant.
You know, we've done it before.
Yes.
We have to cancel the freak show. We cancel the freak show. The freaks don't show up, baby.
Absolutely. We've done that before.
Without these prizes, somebody will win this stuff today.
That's right.
Jesus.
Well, have to come up with some other reason.
All right. Hold on a second.
People are calling about this.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I think you're putting too much pressure on the guy. Why don't you just let him sit in there?
No way.
Please, you gotta take a look at this guy.
Well, sooner or later, if he could run the contestant that's there out, too, I think he ought to win.
Yeah, but, you know, we have a limited amount of time for each contestant. It really wouldn't be fair if he wasn't in some kind. And we gave him one. He was in here for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, more than that. The guy couldn't fart, man.
You gotta be ready. You gotta actually prepare.
Right.
And you know, if you're a skilled farter, you can time it so that when you walk into the studio, that's at least you get one good ripper.
Right. I mean, sorry, I'm not the handsomest guy in the world. But Jesus Christ, I'm Fabio compared to that guy. No way I could stare at that at that guy's jack-o'-lantern smile for
that's
the whole
right.
show.
No, he's just going to have to go home and continue to percolate.
Okay, guys. Thanks too, a lot. Sounds good. Bye.
It's too bad, though, because yeah. I bet he would have taken the trip to Houston.
Well, I mean,
I bet he would have gone for the trip rather than getting his front teeth replaced.
People should be able to do it on cue.
Mike's got another one for us. Why you're loaded today?
Thank you.
Yeah, see?
Small,
expressive.
That's nice.
Thank you.
That was nice.
Oh.
That one smells bad?
Yes.
All right, bring in the kielbasa guy. At least one person is here who maybe can actually perform today.
Yeah, this guy probably choked to death.
Keep in mind now, the guy who makes himself throw up, he allegedly has run out of gas.
Mm-hmm.
The guy with really smelly farts, he couldn't fart. The guy who's going to snort the goldfish is en route 95 driving up from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Wow.
He had no idea the traffic would be so bad.
Duh!
And the guy who is licking his foreskin is on his way down here.
Very good. Now here comes the, how old are you?
I'm 21.
Yeah. 21? My God, you look 12.
21. And what's your name?
My name's Jason.
And Jason? Jason, you're going to deep throat a kielbasa?
Yes, that's what I'm going to
do. What is that tattoo you have, Jason?
That is a guitar and says rock and roll, and it's got my band name, the others, underneath it.
Well, you're a musician?
Yes.
Oh, right. Then you're like Mike.
No, he's not if he's a musician.
Well, we would love to go on tour with Crap. I would be honored.
Well, a lot of people want to tour with Crap.
You know who he looks a lot like?
Who?
Is a really skinny young professor from Gilligan's Island.
He does. Yeah, okay.
He looks funny. Like Russell Johnson.
He does. A young, young, young Russell Johnson.
Now, you're not a fagula, right?
No, I'm not.
But when did you decide that you could dethrone an entire kielbasa?
Well, I don't exactly recall the whole party when this first took place, but I remember waking up in the morning with Polaroids of me doing this next to me, so.
And you amazed and entertained your friends when
yes,
you did this?
They all loved it.
And it was so strong a performance that you felt that it was worthy of coming on the radio and doing it?
Well, you know, I figured, all right, might as well give
right,
it
a well, that's good.
Sure.
No,
I encourage you. Let me see the sausages. Let me take a look at the sausages.
Sausages.
Oh. Let me look at that. Okay, now that's, can I yes. touch it for a moment?
Substantial.
That's, I'm going to hit the microphone with it.
That looks very familiar to me.
That, oh, look, it has goo that came off it when I got a flat of the goo here on the
plexiglass.
Lisa, how long did you estimate that to be? Oh, look at her. She got her expert scales. You put her hand wide open. How long? 9 inches? How much of this are you going to get down your throat?
I can get almost all of it.
All right, go ahead. Yeah,
don't okay. kill yourself.
Amaze us.
Yeah. Rob wants you to, but don't kill yourself.
No, so do I. No, maybe.
All right, go ahead. Okay. Amaze us.
Right, here we go.
Here you go.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, this is not too
he's
weird.
Losing he's losing
God,
it.
God, so gay. Right. So homo.
Oh, my God.
The whole thing.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
All right, he's got. He has. Now, how long could you keep the whole thing in your mouth?
Indefinitely.
All right, let's time you and see how long you can keep it in your mouth.
Homo Joe's on line two.
Yeah. Homo Joe's got, it's incredible, raging hard on right now.
I'm getting grossed out. So don't inhale.
I think it's close to a foot long.
Shouldn't you, like, take that out of your mouth?
Hey, do you have a ruler or something so we can measure this thing?
Okay.
Lisa gave
that's it. He's taking it out, ladies and gentlemen.
All right,
there we go.
Half a minute.
That was pretty impressive. I would say we have to measure this thing because, I mean, you took the entire
thing down your throat.
My God.
There was none of it.
That was not a disappointing performance.
There was none of it that was showing he had the entire thing in his mouth.
Now we're smelling the kielbasa.
Yeah.
That's like what sword swallowers do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty. Let's measure at least.
That's like what homos do. what you got there?
11 inches.
11 inches all the way down. All the way down. And
wow.
The first time you did it, you got wasted at a party?
Yeah, I was pretty intoxicated the first time.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Well, you're in first place right now.
You're definitely the leader.
Yeah, one out of one.
Good job. Get your kielbasa and get out of here.
Goodbye.
See you later.
Congratulations.
Nice job, Jason.
Congratulations. You can get 11 inches of meat down your throat.
That made your friend. The life of a party.
Not too gay, the way he was licking it and stuff before he put it in his mouth, and he actually started to suck on it before
Were you
he...
surprised that it went all the way down?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, I really thought he was going to choke to death.
Yes, I was.
Wow. Wow.
God damn.
Wow.
Okay, well, that's an amazing act.
Yes, truly. Truly amazing.
We just saw something amazing. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Homo Joe here, Don and Mike.
Told you.
He went to the Homo Joe training, Deep Throat Training Academy.
It was pretty amazing. 11 inches down his throat.
That's pretty damn good. He's got me beat.
Homo Joe, get out of here. Goodbye, Homo Joe.
Goodbye.
All right, our doors are open, and we're waiting for more freak acts. Certainly someone out there can beat the guy who can take 11 inches down his throat.
Turn up the radio so I can listen to myself.
Turn it up now.
About that.
Well, you know what he was doing.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you have the sound effect?
Oh, yeah.
Of there Joe listening to himself?
Yeah.
If I time it right,
Joe.
I time it right, it'll be just after the delay.
Hi, Alibi. Homo Joe here.
Oh.
He's from the Homo Joe School, 11 inches.
I love their show. I love their show.
You.
I just grossed myself out.
Okay. That's act number one.
Very good. Hey, wasn't it just, you know, he said he was going to do something, and he did it.
We're still waiting on act number two, you know.
Yes, we are.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, Mike. Hey, don't all homos say they were drunk the first time?
Yeah, you're probably right.
I believe so.
How it starts. Right.
I want to tell you, it was very, very gay the way the guy licked the thing and yep. sucked it before he put it down his throat.
Like he'd done some practicing.
Hey, yeah, what did it smell like first?
Just for snicks, the guy had a second one.
Uh-huh.
Bring the second sausage in here. I'd like to see how much I could get, just to show you.
And we'd like to watch.
You know, I mean, I'll just give you a demonstration.
All right.
To see how much I could get down.
Yes, Rob, I'm disturbed, too. Rob, I am disturbed, too.
Trying to
this
put on a show.
This is on the heels of the touch me thing.
Nothing to do with touch me. I'm trying to show that I'm a heterosexual man. I bet I can't get a lot of the kielbasa down my throat.
Well, they're going to get the kielbasa for you. It's on its way.
He came with two of them.
Yes.
I don't want to use the one he used.
Of course not.
Why not?
Did he tilt his head back or was he on his knees?
Okay, you.
You're a little too curious about it.
All right, goodbye.
All right.
Or maybe I should ask Lisa. Although Lisa doesn't like doing that.
No.
Right?
No, and you've offered already, and I think we're all waiting to see.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
We all right.
Your arm.
Okay, yeah, right. Excuse me, I'm trying to do a show here. Trying to be entertaining. Just want to give you what a normal
same
guy's
excuse you gave the last
a normal guy's perspective would be on that.
Where is the kielbasa?
Where's the second one?
Where's the super sausage?
This is a limited time offer.
That's what they call me at the gym, incidentally.
Because everybody's making me feel bad about that offer now.
I wore too tight workout clothes one day, and I got the nickname Super Sausage.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. They love it. I almost said the bad word. Instead of a-hole, I almost said the real word.
Hey, come on. Where's my sausage? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you guys about a good recipe for making farts.
Well, don't tell us. Tell the guy with no front teeth, man.
Call him at home.
He's the guy who screwed the pooch. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, is Don and Mike taking calls?
There's a fresh one for you, Don.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, what?
Buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, calling from down here in Delaware.
Yeah, hi.
Down to, listening on, was it 95.9?
Hold on a second.
Don's going to try to do the sausage thing.
The what?
That was maybe an inch and a half.
Okay.
Hey, just wanted to call. We live down here. Calling from Delaware.
I'm no fag, okay?
Well, just because you can't do that doesn't mean anything.
At least
you know,
tried.
I am sure that there are members of the gay community that probably are very bad at that. You know, the fact is...
They're all good at it.
No way.
I just want to show you what
Homo Joe would be able to tell us that it doesn't matter.
I want to show you what a normal heterosexual man could do with this. And you want to take the other end and try?
Sure.
That'd be great. Can you all meet in the middle?
Pull the plastic. Yeah, pull the plastic.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
Try the other end. So disgusting.
Sausage that a listener brought in.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, give it a try, Mike. Hey, you're getting a lot more than I did. Okay.
Nice.
You got...
Okay. I know I did.
Okay.
How much did I get?
Almost 6 inches.
Half.
Right. You made fun of me. and you make fun of me. You said, signatures, you're a fag.
Oh. All right.
I don't want it.
Silly little extra.
Throw it away.
It's going to stink in here.
It'll smell. It'll stink nice.
Come on, Rob, take it out. Just hold it in the middle where it wasn't in either one of our mouths.
The plastic on it.
There you go.
It's sheathed.
Okay. It's on the floor now.
Rob, it fell on the floor.
It's on the floor now.
It's on the floor.
Make it go away.
I just want to note, for the record, I was only able to swallow an inch and a half of that. Mike was able to swallow 6 inches.
6 inches.
Mm-hmm. 6 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep. Yes, sirree.
Gotcha.
Well, you know, it was for the show.
Hello, Don and my show. Yeah, you mocked me, but you sure did come around on that, didn't you?
I sure did, Don. I sure did.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
What?
Big shocker. Just came through 50 in prosperity. But you guys, you're making me going to vomit here shortly, so.
What are you saying? Are you talking about the guy that was supposed to come in here?
No vomit guy, but I'm about ready to get sick in the car myself listening to you two with this kibasa.
Hey, we're just trying to entertain, sir.
Entertaining.
Don't get grossed out by me. I'm a hetero. I was only able to take an inch and a half. Talk to my friend there, Dietro.
Call me Mike Lovelace.
All right, goodbye.
Carry on and entertain.
All right, thank you.
Carry on.
Goodbye. See you later. All right, well, that's it right now for the freak show.
I really tried hard.
I know you did.
I don't know how hard you tried.
I don't know.
I don't know how hard you really tried.
I tried, Mike. I tried my damnedest. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
If Larry tells him about the time I masturbated before the show, I'll never be able to show my face in public.
Why are we masturbating before the show?
You see, it's an interesting story, isn't it? Man, he's going to put it in the book. I can smell it.
Don't boxers abstain from any type of sexual activity before a big fight?
Yes, because they are pussies. But I find a little sexual stimulation before the show relaxes and centers me. Oh, my God.
What?
What if he has the pictures?
Jesus effing Christ. Don and Mike show.
I saw a pretty pathetic picture in the lobby.
Yeah, it's sad out there, isn't it?
Well, the guy's out there holding his kielbasa, all proud that he got 11 inches down. And the guy who's missing his two front teeth is just sitting out there pouting, I guess, waiting for a big fart to come up. He said he had his attack earlier today. You know, according to most of the people in the freak show, there must be some incredible pileup on the Beltway that we haven't heard about.
Yeah.
Because they've all called to say they're all on their way down.
And after you complimented Dr. Gridlock yesterday.
That's right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hey, if the kielbasa guy is the only guy who actually did anything, we'll give him his choice, and then the good news is someone else listening is going to win one of the other prizes.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, I want to remind Mike that the average male penis size is 6 inches, so he could accommodate the average man. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, but I think I can try harder.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, Mike, I've got some knee pads in about 6 inches if you're available tomorrow.
I'm not, sir. I'll be out of town. But, you know, when we come back from vacation, call again. Thank you.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
You know why? I know why you giggle.
Hey, Don.
You know he got like one more of those calls, right?
No.
I got one more of those calls.
No,
what I'm saying is no.
Unscreen.
What I'm saying is that you know you're giggling because you know I'm good for about one more of those.
Oh, and then
calls.
You're gonna go off. No, I was showing you that it says on my screen unscreen.
No, I know, but I mean that's the giggle.
Unscreen.
The giggle is because you always see it in my face that I'm good for like one or two more of those, you know.
Hello.
And then this like cool exterior will just erupt and I'll throw my golf club again.
Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes.
Buddy.
What?
Hey, man. Thank God I got through. Can never get through. Try calling you guys all the time. We're listening from down here in Delaware on 95.9.
Oh, 96 Rock, right.
96 Rock. We love you guys. You guys were down here a couple years ago, and they kicked you off.
Yes.
And we were mad as hell. We tried to
sign a petition to get you to come back on. We called the radio station and told them how stupid they were for kicking you guys off.
No, I love that. I love the fact that we're back on in Ocean City.
Yeah, God, man. Damn. You guys are the greatest, man. We love listening to you.
I love Ocean City.
How many radio stations have we been on in Ocean City?
Five.
This is our fifth radio station.
Our fifth. We're running out of stations.
Very good. This is a good one, though. This is the best one.
No, 96 Rock's a good station.
Hey, question. The guy, when you guys yesterday were talking about the website where you can see the actresses nude?
Mr. Skin.
What was it? It was www.mrskin.com?
Right.
Okay, I couldn't remember what it was. I was on the way home listening, and I couldn't write it down.
Although, you know, I want to tell you something. Thank you for the call. We had Mr. Skin on, I think, like 3 or 4 years ago, and we've had him on once a year since
then.
Right. Mm-hmm. When we first had him on the show, he was a guy that no other disc jockeys knew about.
Right.
And once Mr. Skin figured out that he came on our show the first time, and we blew out his server. He got like 100,000 hits in 24 hours.
Yeah, he talked about it yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And the problem is, now, I went on his website last night, he has a list. If you click on radio, mm-hmm. you see the guy's the biggest whore in the world.
Yeah, he's so many people that do that type of thing. He's a radio whore.
He's on a million different radio stations, and his site has changed. If you want to see the good stuff, mm-hmm. you got to pay like $35.95 now to get inside. It
there
used
you
to
go.
Be totally freebie-jeebie, where you just could click on and see Goldie Hawn's bush.
Mr. Skin is a corporation now.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He sure is. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, what's going on?
Hey.
All right, I'm in Manassas, and if nobody else is going to show up, I can come up and do a free show for you.
What's your talent?
I can stick a crayon in my ass and write Don and Mike rocks, or Don and Mike kicks ass, whatever y'all want.
You can do, you can do what?
Stick a crayon in my ass and write whatever you guys want me to write, Don and Mike kick ass or whatever.
Sure, come on down.
Be there half an hour.
All right. See you then. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
Hi. Having a very gay show all of a sudden.
We are indeed. I mean, it's trending in that direction.
Hey, Don and Mike, forget that other clown was out in the hallway. I've been holding this past gas since 2 o'clock, and I'm about to make y'all throw up as soon as I get there in 20 minutes.
All right, everybody's. This is,
and you know, I'd like to say that we are open to other ideas too.
Yeah, and
you know, really, I mean, it's not just guys to come down, and this is not a farting contest.
We're open to ladies too, you know.
Yes, we know that. I'd like to point out that everyone who signed up for this contest yesterday, they've all called back in the screening room, and they all said exactly the same thing. I'll be there in 20 minutes.
Yeah, and they, you know, but women are encouraged at this point.
And, you know, I think a simple act of female nudity might win.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you never know.
That was Rob saying that.
Just
that's good.
Thought.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, come on down. Robbie, listen, do me a favor here. Hook up the satellite.
Right, yeah, okay.
I'm having a brief problem with my kidney. I'm going to have to duck out for just a moment.
Okay, very good. No problem at all. We're going to try to get the satellite to hook up to the brand new, is it the Pope Museum? Is that what it is?
So the Pope Center, I think, is what they're calling it.
The Pope Center, and it's, you know, we've got an actual satellite connection that we're trying to work out with the Vatican right now to see if we can get through. Rob was working on it for the better part of the last hour. Have we gotten the bugs worked out of that while Don goes down to the little general room? Something seems to be coming in right now.
Sounds like it.
I hear something. It doesn't sound like the Vatican. It sounds like kind of a, cocktail bar. I think we've got the Pope Center. Hello? Can anyone hear me? Hello? Pope Center? Come in, please. Try to get His Holiness the Pope, who is supposed to be at the center.
I think I hear him.
I hear
him.
So I says to this guy...
Hello, Your Holiness?
I says to this guy. So there's these two fags.
No. Oh, my. Hello? Your Holiness? Your Holiness, is
can
this,
you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Says to this guy.
Is this the Pope?
He says...
Hello?
He says to this guy.
Pope, can you hear me?
I don't think... Hey, this freaking microphone is not working.
Yeah, no, it's working perfectly well.
I can't hear nothing on this freaking microphone.
It's working perfectly well, Your Holiness. I can hear you.
I am supposed to do an interview with a goddamn disc jockey.
Well,
I can't
Pope.
Hear anything.
Not language like we're normally used.
Jesus effing Christ, supposed to be on the radio now.
Doesn't
hold on.
Know he's on the
hold
air.
On, he's there right there.
Oh,
hello.
This is working?
Hello, yes, Your Holiness?
Oh, hello. Hello.
Hi, how are you, sir?
Hello.
Hi, we're very excited about the Pope
Hello.
Center.
Hello.
Hello, are you there?
Hello, this is the Pope.
Yes, can you hear us?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
The Pope Center is open.
Yes, but I don't think the Pope...
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
That is the operative question.
That is loud and clear, Your Holiness.
Ask the...
Hello, Your Holiness. We're having obviously
ask
some
the boy with the big head, what's wrong in the production room?
I will when he comes back in here. I'll try to figure out exactly what's going on. Yeah. Your Holiness, can you hear me?
Rob, what are you doing?
Hearing
I am not
name.
Hearing anything.
He's not
Rob.
Hearing anything, but we're hearing him loud
Rob,
and clear.
Rob, I'm not
is,
hearing anything.
Which is very good.
God damn it. Hello.
Hello, Your Holiness.
Hello, Rob.
Hi, hi there. Your Holiness.
These hookups are tricky.
Oh, boy, this is... now, can you hear me now, Your Holiness? Let's
hey,
see, Rob, we're
I'm
having...
I'm going to call you up on the hotline.
He's having trouble...
Answer the phone.
He's having trouble hearing us.
Mike, answer the phone.
I know, yeah, I understand. I'm going
to call you on the hotline.
Very good. He's calling the hotline right now.
Waiting on
let's,
it.
We're waiting on it to ring right now. And then
Jesus.
We're going to see if we can
he
get
has
through.
A hotline number.
This is that's... quite pandemonium down at the Pope Center. We're trying to find out. We're now simply waiting for that hotline to ring.
A lot of excitement down there.
Dialing the effing phone.
Now he's doing
President
it.
Bush
there we
is
go.
Here today.
Hello, is this His Holiness John Paul?
Hello.
Hello, how are you, sir?
Hey, what the F is wrong with this production room, man?
I'm not, you know, I was hearing you loud and clear, Your Holiness. You were about to
can,
tell...
Can you hear me on the microphone?
Yes, I can hear you on, yeah, loud and clear on the microphone.
So you mean when I talk right now? You hear
yes,
me now?
Yes, I hear you. I'm going to hang
yes.
up on you now because...
You
yes,
hear me?
I,
no, leave him on there because
oh, all right.
he can monitor us. There's obviously
very
a one-way
good.
Satellite.
Your Holiness, are you there, sir?
Hello?
How are things at the Pope Center?
Who is this?
This is Mike O'Mara, Your Holiness.
Oh, the fag! Hey, I heard you that you just went down on a guy 6 inches.
No, that was a kielbasa that was in here. It was an experiment that we were playing, suggested by my partner, Don Geronimo.
He's hetero.
His second gay move of the month.
He's hetero, man.
Yes, yes. I'm not sure. We're all wondering about that.
He loves Poontang.
He does. Well, so does his partner.
I want to tell you, I love Poontang.
Well, do you really? Well, can we look forward to any of that at your new center?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I have the girls from TooExposed.com.
Oh, fantastic.
Right now, Shiloh and Joe right in front of me here
wow,
at the Pope Center.
That's quite a show that you've got going on.
We're having
here.
A dildo show right
oh,
now.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And very soon, they will be using a crucifix.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy. I tell you. Oh, hey,
I'm tanked,
I'm
man.
Seeing picketers on the line. I don't know about
I'm
you.
I'm tanked.
All right. Are you really? Have you had anything to drink?
Me so horny.
Well, you're always like that.
Me so effed up.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to tell you this. Is this Brother Michael?
Yes, it is. Right here, brother. Brother Michael, standing by.
Let me tell you the
scam.
Gay
Brother Michael right here.
Let me tell you the scam.
Yes, sir.
So the concert promoter, he calls me up and he says, hey,
right.
JP.
Yeah?
I got an idea.
Sure.
We got this warehouse. We put some of your crap in.
Right.
Some of your faggy hats.
You're there right now, right?
Yeah, I'm here now. We're having a party.
Right, okay, okay. So you get some of your hats and some of your stuff.
Get some skis.
Right, yeah, some of your skis from when you skied.
Put some of your old pictures up.
Mm-hmm.
And we charge people like $15 a head to come down and look at this crap.
That seems a little expensive, Your Holiness.
Oh, I got overhead, man.
Yeah, well, man, how much profit are you making out of that $15?
100%,
baby. Oh,
wow.
There you go. Yeah, because everybody's time is donated, right?
And listen, anyone wants to come down to the Pope Center tonight, I'm going to have the Maryland-Georgetown game on the big screen.
A lot of people should realize the Pope is big, big-time March Madness supporter.
Oh, yeah. I know who's winning.
Who's going to win tonight?
Maryland by 4.
Well, the Terps fans are going to go crazy.
There
but isn't Georgetown a Catholic school, Your Holiness?
Not really. They're Catholic like your Catholic. And like that great heterosexual Don. They're Catholic like that. Hey, is Buzz there?
Yeah, Buzz is right here.
Yes,
say
Your
hi.
Holiness.
Say hi.
Hey, Buzz.
Hi. Yes, Your Holiness. Hi.
Got any weed?
No, sir.
Wow,
no.
It must be a pretty good party down there. Are you going to be raising tickets, or will you be holding the line on your prices, Your Holiness?
Friday, Saturday night for the ladies.
Right.
No cover till 9 o'clock.
Oh, that's fantastic. What about if my partner and I were to come down there, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Meara, we walked in. What about our room and our meals?
Your room, your meal, come.
Wow, that's
I
nice.
Have
your
special VIP passes. is for you.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Just like the Shark Club.
You come down. You come in the back room with me where we have the circular sofas.
I'll bring my kielbasa.
We get some nice girls to dance for us.
Oh, yeah, I know you like that. That's fantastic.
I love it.
That's great. What outfit are you wearing today, Your Holiness?
Right now I'm in a Speedo.
Oh, my God.
You really? With my pink pulp hat.
Oh, the pink one.
My pink pulp hat.
Oh, is the Speedo blue?
It started out blue.
Oh, dear. Oh,
now it's got some stains on it.
Oh, my goodness. What are you driving around in while you're in the States, Your Holiness?
Well, I have the Ray Lewis special.
Oh, really?
I have a Lincoln Navigator limo.
Does it have pulp on the side of it?
Me and my posse rented it at Alamo Rent-A-Car.
You and the Cardinals, right?
Right.
That's fantastic. How long do you think this party's going to go on, Your Holiness?
Christ, all night.
Oh, wow. You can go all night, huh?
I sure can. You know what? I want to tell you something about this whole Pulse thing.
Yes.
I'm just a man.
Flesh and bone.
Flesh and bone.
Oh, we understand that.
I am no different, really, than your Bozo the Clown.
Oh, wow. That's a good... What will you be doing for recreation when the party's over, Your Holiness? You do anything during the day, or do you just sack out?
Well, I'll tell you what I did today before I come down here.
Okay, very good.
They got me a nice room at the Four Seasons.
Mm-hmm.
I had myself a nice brunch.
Oh, that's lovely. Lovely hotel, then.
I watched The Price is Right.
That's a great show. You're a big fan of Bob Barker. In fact, you intervened to get him that job, didn't you?
Yeah, he's a good Catholic boy.
Yeah, very good. Fantastic.
I watched the news on Channel 9, and I see this chick, and I say, hey, Padres, come here. Hey, look, this chick, she's bald. She's wearing a wig.
Are you talking about J.C. Hayward?
Yes.
Oh, yes, Your Holiness.
And they got this other guy. He's anchoring the news.
Right.
And he has bad hair plugs.
Very bad. And bags under his eyes?
His name is Frank Herzog.
What was he doing on the show? Was he making
pancakes.
Wow. That doesn't sound very entertaining.
That's the crappiest TV news I ever seen.
Well, I urge you at 10 o'clock tonight to turn on Fox News at 10 and watch Mike Landis.
Yes. Oh, Mike Landis works for Satan.
Oh, he does.
Really?
He's trying to deal with the devil.
Yes.
Hey, Your Holiness, I know you're a big fan. Did you happen to catch Kathy Lee's TV movie over the weekend?
Oh, that effing bitch.
Yay, there you go.
I had a preview of it. I didn't watch it live because we watched The Sopranos.
Oh, you like The Sopranos.
I want to tell you something.
Right.
That rape scene.
Yes.
That was very realistic.
Well, yeah, it's
and
a very well-written show. Very scary.
I want
scary.
To tell you something.
Yes.
Tony is going to kill that mother effer.
Right.
When he, the employee of the month.
Yeah.
He's going to kill him, man.
I'm so glad you're still into the show, even though they haven't had Monsignor Jughead on.
Hold on. I have to meet someone. Hold on.
Okay, very good.
Hey, Michael. Oh, you the man.
MJ.
No, MJ. You the man.
Hey, has MJ gone down there?
You the man.
Wow.
For me.
He loves basketball.
Oh, you are my man. Oh, you the dog. Who let the dog down?
Hey, Your Holiness.
Hey, go in there. You get laid.
Hello.
I want to tell you something.
Was that MJ?
Michael Jordan just came by.
Wow, that's incredible.
And he gives me a pair of brand new Air Jordans.
Wow. I know you're comfortable in those.
They're
you like those.
Silver and they have wings on them.
How you doing from three-point land? You still making those three-pointers?
I'm not too good from behind the arc anymore.
You know, those will look so good. We'll have to shorten your skirt so everyone can see them.
Absolutely.
I hate wearing that faggot dress.
Oh, boy. That's such language from His Holiness. Boy, what kind of man are you?
I am just a man.
Just a man?
Flesh and bone.
Flesh and bone. Of course you are.
And I'll tell you something else that's pissing me off.
What's that? What's your beef?
Survivor.
You don't like Survivor?
Well, I watched it last night. Uh-huh. And it's all the crap that they already had on.
Hey, who's going to be the last Survivor, Your Holiness? You usually have an inside line on things like that.
The chef.
Really?
Keith.
Oh, Keith, the chef is going to win?
Yes.
Wow, that's great. That's what the big guy wants. Huh?
Hold on, I got to say hi to someone.
Hold on
a second. Hey, you big piece of ass. Come here.
Wonder who he's saying hi to.
Love.
love.
I wonder who he's hugging here. You just called him a big piece of ass.
I love your show.
I can't wait.
Oh, you're so great.
I love your show.
Oh, come on. Get out of here.
I wonder who he's hugging here. Just the hugging.
Wow.
This is my favorite part.
Is
when he's
gone?
I want the Pope to greet more people.
It was goddamn Tim Russert.
Oh, yeah.
Big Joey Tim Russert. I don't even think he's a Catholic.
The Pope is so two-faced. He's so nice to people. He's so mean and mean.
I hate most people.
Are there any other famous people at the party you're holding?
All right, I'll turn around. Okay. Bear with me for a moment.
I will, absolutely.
Let me call someone else
by.
Over. Oh, hey, come on over. Say hello. Oh, it's been such a long time.
He's the host with the most.
Yes. You know what? Can I tell you? I love a message, Smith.
You know who that is.
Come on now. Speak German for me. Oh, hey, how's the laser eye surgery? Well, hey, don't tell anyone I said this, but see, Kyle?
You do.
Goodbye, G. G-Man.
G. Gordon Liddy.
That was my friend.
Wow.
G. Gordon Liddy.
Wow.
Yes, G. Gordon Liddy is your party.
He's here at my party at the brand new Pope Museum.
All the movers and shakers. Hey, is W going to come, do you think? The president going to poke his head in there?
Let me ask.
Okay.
Hey, is the cokehead coming down?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, all but his brother's here.
Oh,
his brother. Hey, look at that. He's getting a BJ right now.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
This is a wild, wild party.
Sounds like a wild party. What kind of man are you?
I'm just a man.
Flesh and bone.
Oh, hold on. I got to say hi to someone else.
Somebody else.
Another celebrity.
Hey, can I tell you something? I'm nice to everybody I meet.
Pope has turned into Nando.
You're a sea sucker.
Oh, wow.
You hear me?
Wow, he's a
son of a bitch. You're a sea sucker. Can I tell you what my Oracle stock has done this week?
Oh. You're talking to his broker.
You're an MF,
huh?
And I will tell you something. I will see you in hell.
Oh, wow. That's the worst thing the Pope can say.
Suck my D.
Oh, my goodness. That's incredible.
Mr. Greenspan.
Oh, okay, that's his broker.
That was Alan Greenspan.
Alan
Greenspan.
Well, you know, for a man of your age, I think you're just doing a fantastic job hosting this party.
He called me up. He says, what should I do? I said, go 3/4 of a point.
Mm-hmm.
The horse's ass. He goes 1/2 a point.
Right. You're pretty heavy into the market still, aren't you?
Oh, I'm getting killed in Oracle. I'm getting killed in Lucent Technologies.
Oh, yeah, I know. You're a big player.
I am. And you know another stock that's killing me?
What's that?
Westwood
Wall. Never
that's
going
killed anywhere. A lot of people, Your Holiness.
Hey, hold on. I got to say hi to someone else.
Oh, good. Another person's coming to the party.
Hello. And now, come here. How about a hug?
He's a big fan.
How about a hug?
Oh, look at that. How he's greeting him.
Oh, I saw your profit margin. I know. Good man. All right.
He likes him.
Right. I know. They're good boys.
There he goes.
They're on the phone with me right now. Talking about you.
Putting in a word for you.
He's plugging up.
Hey,
that's
put them on in Rome.
Hey, we're looking for that Rome affiliate.
I was just talking to your boss.
I know you were.
One of the Fortune 500 guys.
Was he wearing cufflinks?
Gigantic cufflinks.
Are you wearing cufflinks? Oh, that's right. You don't have a shirt on.
I'm being dressed right now.
What kind of man are you?
I'm flesh and bone.
Okay.
Just a man. I'm being dressed right now. I'm being put into an Armani suit.
Oh, really?
Wow. No shirts.
Is it all white?
No, it's my gangster suit.
Oh, really? Pinstripe.
It's my gangster suit. Oh, Mike, hold on.
Yeah, no problem.
One more person.
One more?
Hey.
Big party.
Neon Dion.
Wow. You know, all the sports figures like to get together with us.
Let's do the dance. Who let the dogs out? Woof, woof, woof.
He loves sports.
Dion, I know the whole born again thing is a bunch of crap. Have a drink, get laid. All right.
You're the host with the most, Your Holiness.
That was Dion Sander.
Dion, we heard you greeting him. Boy, you're just greeting everybody there, aren't you?
Listen, I gotta go.
Oh, it's so nice talking to you.
I gotta go. There's so many people here. I just want to say, the brand new Pope Museum.
Yes.
Open weeknights until 11.
Okay. Can I ask you one last question, Your Holiness?
Yes.
Is it worth the price of admission?
It is worth double the price.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Friday, Saturday night for you chicks.
Yes.
No cover until 9.
That's incredible.
Brilliant.
And if you've had breast enhancement, your first drink is free.
Oh, and if we ever come down, we get everything for free.
Your room, your meal,
come. That's fantastic, Your Holiness.
All right, I was really enjoying talking to you.
Enjoyed talking to you. Take care, ladies and gentlemen. His Holiness.
Am I off the air now?
John Paul. I think he's off the air.
Oh.
We might have to
say that's it.
Turn him off.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, down there at the new Pope Center, that's His Holiness John Paul. Pretty incredible stuff there. We had to use the delay because there was some language that actually was totally inappropriate.
And we couldn't do that.
He's very excited. Who can blame him?
Who can blame His Holiness John Paul? You know, I only wish that Don wasn't having a problem and didn't spend the better part of that break in the bathroom.
But he's not uncomfortable.
We're going to have to go to break if he doesn't come in here in about 2 seconds. But he will
check
stop
back at the party.
Let's check back at the party. No, he's walking in here right now. Here he comes. Now he's running back down the hallway. Thanks, Rob.
Problem.
Great. Okay. Yes, let's check back in at the party. Yeah, wait, let's listen. Now, he doesn't know he's on the air. Hope he doesn't use that language.
God, I got to take a dump so bad.
Yes, this is it.
Oh, I feel the head poking out.
He's brown.
Does anybody hit?
Ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back after these commercial messages.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show. Stay tuned for your chance at $500 for naming the secret sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me, Chief. I got something here you might want to see.
I hate when people talk during the movie.
Faintly of Salt, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, before we get the Oscar picks from Chuck Stossel, let's see who's on the line here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Fart Guy's wife, and I would like to encourage you to give him another chance, because if he can work up a good one, trust me, it'll be worth it. I'm like about 2 miles away, and I thought I'd come down and squeeze his belly and help a little.
Well, if you want to, you're welcome. I think he's dejectedly sitting out in our lobby right now. Is he still out there?
I think he's waiting for a chance that's never going to come.
Yeah.
I spoke to him on his cell, and it sounds to me like he's laughing it up with the sausage guy, so I don't know.
Well, he is out there. He looks kind of dejected. If you want to come down and rub on his stomach, you know, we'll give him one more try, but he just can't have unlimited time in the studio to fart and gross us out.
Gotcha.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Hey, what a nice supportive wife you are. Hello, Don and Mike Show. And even if he does it with a contest, buy him his front teeth back.
Yes, absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Don. Hello, Mike. Yeah, I was calling to say you need to take it easy about playing with God, man. Because right after you did the cross thing, that's when you got those kidney stones.
After I did what cross thing?
But, you know, the Dookie cross. You know what I'm talking about?
No idea.
Let me see. Good Wednesday or whatever it was.
Oh, you mean after I put brown stuff on people's foreheads? No, I would tell you something. God has a sense of humor. I know that God is laughing his ass off at the Pope bit. Okay? You take religious stuff too seriously.
Yeah, you know, Mike never does, and he seems to be fine.
That's just fear of my mother, sir.
Okay. Y'all have a great day.
But I also was laughing, and, you know, I'm feeling a little discomfort. All right, goodbye.
All right.
You buy into this religion mumbo-jumbo. I mean,
mumbo-jumbo.
He hangs up. He doesn't want to hear my rigmarole.
Yeah, yeah.
I go to church. Believe what you want to believe.
Right.
I believe that God laughed his ass off today. Because I got news for everybody. Hello. The Pope goes number two. The Pope has a penis. And he has a scrotum. He's a man. Flesh and bone.
Flesh and bone.
Flesh and bone. He wears a funny hat. Other than that, he's a man like anybody else.
Get out.
All right. Those comments are mine, not Mike's. Joining us now is Charlie Stossel with, dare I call it a
Well, an alternative lifestyle look at the Oscars.
What?
Well, you
and
have...
We picked the Oscars.
We're just having fun.
What the
hell? We're just having fun.
We were goofing on you this week because you said that the Steven Seagal movie... I read you out of the Hollywood Reporter.
Yes.
Where they said it's going to be the number one movie.
I didn't think it would be.
You said the movie won't do anything.
No. I said it would do well. I didn't think it would be number one, though.
It made $20 million bucks.
It did.
It was the number one movie in America.
I saw Steven Seagal on
with... see how it does this week.
With Jay Leno last night. What a hammerhead he is. I mean, really, what a pure... With the whole thing just like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Nothing has
changed. Back, you know, just sitting there.
Nothing has
changed.
So, Charlie, what we want from you now, rather than your usual movie reviews...
Okay.
...are your picks in the major categories, Best Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress... Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Director.
Who I would pick or who's going to win?
Best Picture.
Boy, that's an interesting question because I think it should be... I think it should be prediction.
Well,
yes, it's
from
a prediction.
Charlie.
It's a prediction.
Are you guys going to join in?
No, you're the expert.
We're going to criticize if there's something you say we don't like.
Of course.
But and listen, if anybody is listening from Reno or Tahoe, on my dime, take $100 and bet on Charlie's predictions.
See how you do.
Yeah. I'm going to take $100. I'm going to wager on your movie knowledge of what's going to win. Now, I don't have the list in front of me of who's nominated for what, but I'm sure you have your choices ready.
I'm sure
you must. You're in the movie business.
Yeah.
So
you're
Charlie,
connected.
Charlie, who is going to win for Best Supporting Actress?
Best Supporting Actress.
Are you prepared?
Yeah. Kate Hudson.
Who are the nominees?
Frances McDormand, Kate Hudson, out of those two, that's it. That's all I know.
All right,
but I know who I like.
Okay. Now is that your pick?
That's
or is
my
that
pick. That's who I think, and that's who I would have voted for if
I would have gone with Meryl Streep.
She's not in it this year, Mike.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right.
No problem.
Who will win for Best Supporting Actor?
Benicio del Toro.
Are you sure about that one?
Yes.
That's a strong category.
Yeah. Albert Finney is the only outside shot to do well.
I like Tom Hanks.
That's Best Actor.
That's Best Actor, Mike.
Okay.
Okay, Charlie. Best Actress.
I would vote for Joan Allen, but Julia Roberts will win.
Julia Roberts.
Mm-hmm. Now, why would you... Now, let me tell you something about that movie, all right?
Sure.
So we're talking about The Contender?
Yeah.
That really one of my favorite movies of the year. I
good.
Think brilliant movie.
Okay.
But in that movie, Joan Allen is playing the same Joan Allen role
she's done
that she
movie,
plays
that
and everything. And then she surrounds herself.
Same as in Pleasantville. Wasn't that her in Pleasantville?
Yeah, absolutely.
And in Nixon.
And Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges, I thought was very good.
Phenomenal. But Joan Allen is Joan Allen.
The best one in that movie is Gary Oldman.
All right, well, listen.
Kelly Runyon, yeah.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah,
in that.
I like him.
This is why we're not asking him who he thinks will win, but,
right.
but or his no, opinion.
Right.
We're asking him who will win.
Right.
Okay. Best Actor.
Tom Hanks.
You are an idiot.
It's
got to be Russell Crowe. It's Russell Crowe.
It'll be either one of them. But Tom
You're
Hanks.
An idiot.
I'm not an idiot. Tom Hanks carried
You know what? I don't want anybody in Reno to go to the casino now and bet.
Tom Hanks carried
Wilson!
That movie.
Wilson!
Could not
Wilson! Wilson, where's my soccer ball, my tether ball, whatever the hell he's worshiping.
You couldn't put anybody else in that role and have everybody in the theater watch and care. And
no way that Russell Crowe loses to Tom Hanks.
If Russell Crowe wins, he's very deserving to win, and he probably should have won last year for The Insider. If he wins this year, I have no complaints. If Russell Crowe wins.
But you're picking Tom Hanks as
Tom
the winner.
Hmm.
You want to bet?
No.
I will be amazed if Tom Hanks wins.
Nothing life-threatening, no great figure of money. How about a simple pie in the face?
I'll do a pie in the face. I did a pie in the face once. I'll do it again.
A pie over Best Actor.
Because I got to think Russell Crowe is a lock for Best Actor.
Tom Hanks wins, Don takes a pie. Russell Crowe wins, Charlie takes a pie.
There you go.
And I just sit over here waiting to shave my head.
Best Director.
Ang Lee. Crouching Tiger.
Oh, God.
You're wrong again.
Mm-hmm. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
It's
going to be the news for Traffic. He's going to win for that or for Aaron Brockovich?
No, Aaron Brockovich is overrated.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Look, in row 8, Mike O'Mara and his wife are walking out of the theater.
You didn't give it. You gave it, what, 15 minutes?
It sucked.
10 minutes. You gave it 10 or 15
stupid.
Minutes.
Stupid.
All right. You said, finally.
Best picture of the year.
Gladiator. Easily.
You might be wrong about that.
I think Aaron Brockovich will win.
So do I.
No, I really do.
Way.
No, I seriously do.
Aaron Brockovich is terribly overrated. Should, in my opinion,
Aaron Brockovich, you know what,
shouldn't be there.
You know, let me tell you, when you watch the movie a second time, which I did, Aaron Brockovich holds up. That's how I can tell the movie's got.
No, I mean,
the movie's got legs, Joe.
I mean, I think Gladiator should win. That's my choice. But I think that the retards that vote will pick for Aaron Brockovich.
15 out of the last 18 years, the movie with the most nominations has won Best Picture.
So to review now. Oh, no. Where's the guy who's going to do the voting or the betting? I don't want to bet because he wants to bet on Tom Hanks. Hello?
Radio Gods.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, Don, in Nevada, there's no betting on anything but sports in the casino.
You'd have to go to London, Don. You'd have to go to London to put a bet on.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Yep.
All right, thanks for the news. All right, so no one from Reno, no one from Reno could bet anyway. So
what was that little statistic you threw out there? That's an interesting stat.
15 out of the last 18 best picture winners have had the most nominations.
And Gladiator would have the most nominations.
The most nominations.
Yeah, I think, well, that's a good point. All right, so to review, Charlie Stossel's picks, not necessarily who he wants to win, but who he thinks he's going to win. These are his predictions.
Right.
Kate Hudson, supporting actress. Benicio del
Toro.
Toro in Best Supporting Actor. Julia Roberts, Best Actress. Tom Hanks, is so wrong for Best Actor. Ang Lee for Best Director. Another giant
Ridley
mistake.
Scott, if Ridley Scott wins that for Gladiator, I won't be unhappy either. But I really think Crouching Tiger, they have to give something
and
big to.
Gladiator for Best Picture. And, you know, I think that people vote for Aaron Brockovich. I wouldn't be unhappy. But these are your final choices.
Yes. I'm happy with those. I will stick with those choices.
Okay. Movie expert.
All right. And I really think you don't want to rethink the Tom Hanks.
Not at all. No, I really, although, you know, Russell Crowe, I think, is very deserving.
All Tom Hanks did was sit on an island and scream at a volleyball.
And carry a movie by himself.
Can I tell you?
That people were not walking out of. That they sat and they felt with him. They empathized what he was going through.
And the movie was terrific at the beginning. And then halfway through, I, like a lot of people, just got totally burned out on it.
You put a pin in the theater in some of the scenes, especially at the end where he is talking with his friends about you have to live another day. That scene, you could hear a pin drop in the theater.
When he's talking with his friends. But when he's on the island with
when
the volleyball.
On the island, the time went through. You talk about him being on the island with the volleyball like he was making love to it every 5 seconds. The volleyball was not the major centerpiece.
I gotta
on
the volleyball was too much of a centerpiece in the whole movie.
And furthermore, if a guy was really on an island for 4 years with a volleyball, you know what he would have done?
Yeah.
He would have carved a hole in the volleyball and he'd be making love to the volleyball. The volleyball would be filled with his love.
That it would be.
All right, you're dead wrong about that.
But with Gladiator, if Russell Crowe wins, it's a great movie, one of the best movies I've seen in years, and I would have no problem with you.
I agree with you there. I think Gladiator was a phenomenal
movie. So those are your picks. Yeah. You stand by them.
Stand by them.
All right.
Strong like bull.
All right, get out. That's,
alrighty,
that's
guys.
All I wanted.
Have a good year.
No movies this week?
No, I got two, but...
All right, what are they? Real quick.
The Brothers.
What the hell is this?
This is a female version of or guy version of a chick movie, where it's four guys growing up together. The playboy among the group decides to get married, and now these four guys who have had women troubles all their lives have to think, are we now going to settle down and be men in these committed relationships?
Sounds like a piece of crap. How many porcelain dolls?
Three. On the new scale. On the new scale.
So you give it a very high rating.
On the new scale.
Who's the biggest star in it?
D.L. Hughley. Morris Chestnut is in it. Bill Bellamy is in it.
You should have told me. It's a colored movie.
Oh, exactly. And Rob applauded. Rob, that's a great advance.
Well, Rob just loves D.L. Hughley.
There you go, Rob.
All right, and what's the other movie?
Heartbreakers. With Gene Hackman, Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, man.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I said this when I saw this trailer. This looks like one of the funniest movies
of
the year.
There are five reasons to see this movie. One is Gene Hackman, because he is a riot as a guy who is the head of a tobacco company.
He's got
geezer.
The red nose.
Yes. He loves people who smoke.
Right.
All he is surrounding himself with smokers.
Right.
He is a riot. The other four are Jennifer Love Hewitt's two breasts.
Right.
The dresses that she wears and that great smile of her. She is just amazing to look at. The movie is very funny. And, again, it's Gene Hackman. He's the kind of guy that can go from drama like The Conversation or even something, you know, as old as that.
Right.
French Connection to something like No Way Out.
And Ray Liotta playing a gangster.
Yes.
Which is hysterical.
Right. How many porcelain dolls
three.
Do you give this?
It was
give
funny.
It three.
Yeah.
Cool.
Very
you
funny.
Give it the same as the D.L. Hughley movie.
Yeah. In the new scale.
But of those two movies.
Heartbreakers.
So that's your winner
that's
of the week.
That's the one I would take.
All right.
Gotcha.
Get Out.
Hold on. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, you can bet on the actors at the Sundown Casino in Reno. Is that right?
There you go.
Well, yeah, you know what then?
Yeah.
Donnie, how about put your money where your mouth is, that you and I each put $100 down. And I say that Russell Crowe will win, and you say Tom Hanks will win.
Oh, I know Tom Hanks will win.
As opposed to
why do you know Tom Hanks will win?
I've watched both movies, and by far Tom Hanks did a lot more for the movie than Gladiator by far, and I'll bet you $100 off air.
You know, that's not necessarily what you measure the performance by,
though.
The fact that he carried the film, you have to consider Gladiator was a better film than Castro.
Russell Crowe's a much better actor than Tom Hanks.
Please, Tom Hanks is... Three words for Tom Hanks. You've got mail.
You have the Saving Private Ryan,
like,
anti-force
like
gun thing that both of you have had to come
you make love to my butt, man.
What?
Yeah, there's your Tom Hanks fan right there.
Wonderful.
All right.
So
hello.
I'll do the $100.
Don and Mike Show. Okay, you're on. If there's some guy who can make the bet.
If we do that,
legally. Right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I'll take $100 on Tom Hanks. But if you'll give me $20 for saving you your bet, Don, I'll tell you why. It's definitely going to be Tom Hanks and not Crowe.
Why?
The reason is because it's about politics. It's not about who's the best. Because in the industry, Russell Crowe is known as being a brilliant actor, being great, but he's also a putz. And he's impossible to work with. He's a pain in the ass.
You know what? I'm listening to a guy who's getting all of his information from Entertainment Tonight and Access Hollywood.
I'm telling you, it's a lock. Tom Hanks is so much more loved.
It's a lock.
But it's going to be it's a popularity contest.
It's a lock because that's what Mary Hart is telling you.
No, it's a lock. When's the last time best actor ever won that was hated?
I want to tell you something. I am more into the Hollywood community than you are, and I'm not in the Hollywood community.
Whatever that means. But I'm asking, when was the last time...
You're giving me hyperbole...
Universally hated.
You're giving me hyperbole that I've heard on the show.
Hey, sir, do you know what Marlon Brando told me?
Right, hold on.
Do you know what Marlon Brando told me?
Mike's getting on the argument. Here we go. Listen to this.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. God
damn it.
That was a dry hole.
Sorry about that.
All right, goodbye.
That got your tongue.
Got your tongue. That was his ass.
you gotta go with the politics.
Hey, listen, I tell you what. You know what?
Not at point where he's caved up, dude, to get the job done.
Hey, shut up. Are you a man of honor?
I'm not a Marine.
What I mean is, are you a man of your word?
I am a man of my word.
You leave your name and address with Lisa.
Okay.
I'll bet you $100 that Russell Crowe wins. And if I win, you send me $100.
What if neither one wins?
You're on.
Man,
I'll
watch.
Do it.
There's not a
better support, but it better.
But suppose it's Tom Hanks wins. Are you going to send me $100?
Yes. Yes, and you know I will because I'm here doing the show. But I don't know who you are.
Okay.
Really? So we have a bet?
We got a bet, or I'll do you one better. I'll either give you $100 or
No, rewrite it, sir. Don't rewrite it.
I'll spend it. I'll do it.
Okay. Give your information to Lisa, along with the phone number, so I can call you the first day we get back from vacation and tell you that I want my $100.
You can do that, but no excessive berating on the air, though.
No, we're not going to mess with you. We're just going to, you know, if you lose the bet, you lose. If you win, you win.
Sounds good.
Okay, great.
But then you gave me the $100 if you lose, though, right?
Yes, I said that.
You got it.
I pay my bets.
You got it.
But this is a sucker bet. Christ.
Not a sucker bet.
Christ, it's a sucker bet.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yes, it is. You want to bet?
No, but I mean, I would. I mean, it's definitely between those two guys. It's. I don't think it's a lock for either one of
them. Tom Hanks has too many Oscars. There's no way he wins.
I see. I agree with that. I agree that that's part of.
Hold on a second, please.
Tiger Beth. I forgot you're doing that thing you do with Beth.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike. It's the NCAA guy. I actually think that Tom Hanks is going to win it too. And just like my other bets, I am confident.
It sounds like the Alien and Galaxy Quest.
We would be very happy if you would bet with us.
Is this the guy who is going to come down and shave his head if one of our teams gets in the Final Four?
This is the guy. It's two of your teams now. Don't forget, it was...
No.
No,
the bet is any one of our Final Four teams making.
No.
That is not true. I thought you said, no, wait,
you know how you guys play tape back? Play the tape back of that one because you'll be dead.
Buzz, what you're nodding.
I think he might be right. It's gotten changed in our retelling of it, but the original bet.
Two also. Robin
if
was, two.
If oh, any two.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Hey, and I will win that bet today. Today, as a matter of fact, one of those guys will go.
Oh, it's two. I thought it was one.
Yeah.
I thought, all right.
You bastard.
Hey, you know what I wanted to tell you, too? And I know you guys didn't want to give me anything, but here's the thing. My mom just had some surgery, and I thought it would be really hilarious.
All right, well, buy her a headstone. Is that what you want, the headstone, or buy it for?
Well, no, but on the serious, I thought it would be really funny. I thought the funniest thing I ever heard on your show is when Mike did the guy from MASH, the guy who...
Harry Morgan.
Man, that was the funniest damn thing I have ever heard in my life. And I just wanted to cheer my mom up. If I win the bet, will you call her with that voice?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I think that's real cool, man.
All right, I will.
All right, well, what bet do you want to make about Tom Hanks?
Hey, you know what? I bet you.
I already got my material prepared, too. Your son's gay.
Queebo.
He's a queebo. You should see what he does with a kielbasa.
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. But 100 bucks.
You want 100? I already bet another guy 100 bucks.
I bet you 100, Mike. I'm good for it.
Wait, what are you betting me for?
Don, I apologize.
What's all the betting going?
I'll bet you 100.
I already bet a guy 100 bucks.
All right, I'll bet you, you know what? Have you ever had Famous Dave's Barbecue? I'll get a gift certificate to buy your entire family
dinner. Get out of here. No, only one bet's fine on that.
It's a 60 bucks dinner. I'll buy your entire family dinner.
No, thank you. Goodbye. We'll talk to you after the Final Four.
Goodbye. You got it. Take care.
How come no one's bothered to tell me and Mike that it's two teams?
I thought it was one. You know, it sucks. That's unfortunate.
It's two?
Because now it's really a tall order.
Now that means that Kentucky has to beat Duke.
And Arizona has
Arizona's,
to beat.
Arizona's pretty much a lock to make it.
As Jim Nance said, though, and I agree with him, there is no such thing.
But yeah, but Jim Nance is going to say whatever CBS, hey, every game, you got to watch every game down to the last second. All I know is some guys came up to my hotel room, and I put my briefcase in the elevator, and I picked up one of those circular...
10 o'clock in the morning, I threw the wastebasket at them.
The wastebasket at them, and I ran. Okay, get out of here, right, Charlie. Man. Thank you. Goodbye. Have a wonderful vacation. Thank you, Charlie Stossel. There he goes, our movie man with his pick for the Oscars.
That's right.
Now we will have to decide what to do about the freak show.
The alternative picks for the Oscars. He didn't like that at all.
Mm-mm.
He really didn't like that at all.
If we pick the Oscars.
I'm just kidding, Charlie.
Don't come back in, Charlie.
Don't.
When we come back, I guess what we're going to do is give the guy who ate the kielbasa his choice of the gifts.
Absolutely.
And then we'll figure out a way to give the other one. We'll do it right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
And you can come to my office, lie on my couch, and cry about your mammy.
Then let's make it this one, the Don and Mike Show.
You know, they work to come up ways to F up the show. What now?
Through another rule.
The guy's in the lobby who wants to write our names with his ass. He wants to put a crayon in his duke and write our name. But the problem is that he's not 21.
Right, with every contest we do. This isn't a new rule. It's the same one we've always used.
Did you have to be 21?
You know, it wouldn't be a last show before vacay if we didn't have one of these special moments.
But he could do it for fun, right?
If he wants to come in here and do it for fun, sure.
So gay.
I'm not so gay.
I know, it's just the whole show today has been a theme. I've been eating kielbasa, and you say he can do it for fun.
I'm just
after we have our alternative lifestyle Oscar.
I'm thinking about the people who are listening who have not gotten any real great free
I
show.
I understand it's all about the show. It's
bring
not your own personal taste.
Bring in the ass kid.
But he can't win.
For my money, 19 is old enough to play an adult game on this show.
Well, it is. It's just you can't win. That's the rule.
Well, I know that we've had call-in-to-win contests with people who are 18 who have won prizes before.
Yeah, I don't know. Have we?
Yeah, I'm sure we have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we have.
I felt like you that time. I don't know. I'm really...
I know we run some stupid disclaimer at the beginning of the show every day, but I think that was... That mainly says...
All successful, you're 21 years old, a party of death.
I mainly think it says that thing about you can only win once every 2 months.
Available on Walmart store, Best Buy.
Where's that disclaimer?
Lifestyle condom, Ramsey's the ball.
Well, bring the kid in. For Christ's sake.
Oh, God, he's... Did you check his ID? Is he really 19?
How old are you, kid? Hi, come on, step up.
19.
Hi, now listen. The Nazis here tell me that you can't win either prize.
You still want to do this?
Because you're not 21. I don't get it. I don't get the rule.
Because if you're going to do it, I have to prepare.
do you still want to do it?
Sure, I've done it before.
All right, great.
All right.
Go ahead. I mean, I thank you for the people listening to the show who really wanted to hear some freaks today.
Right, this is a freak.
The guy's going to take a brand new Crayola crayon, stick it in his duke. Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
What's the color?
Red. Yeah.
They're non-toxic, you know.
All right, can my brother come in to hold the poster for me?
Pardon? What?
Can my brother come in to hold the
poster? Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Yeah. Bring your brother in to hold the poster for him. Yeah.
There's his brother.
How you doing?
Boy, we can tell who pushed who away from the dinner table.
Hi, nice to meet you. How are you?
Right.
Well, what's your name?
Matt.
Hi, Matt. How you doing?
All right.
How old are you, Matt?
17.
You're 17.
You're 17.
Wow.
Christ, you could play in the NFL. Look at him. He's gigantic.
Buzz did his collar.
I did that. Right. You're one of those.
When did you find out that your older brother could actually put a cartoon and a crayon in his ass and write?
June 6th.
Okay. June 6th.
June 6th, specifically. Thank you for coming up with a specific date. All right, get to it, son.
All right, now, is your brother going to put the crayon in your duke, or do you do it yourself?
He does it himself.
All right. Go ahead.
You're going to write our names. Just get it over with, please.
All right, what he's doing now is he's pulling down his pants. He's actually...
Fortunately, he's at an angle we're not going to be able to see anything, which is just fine. But we are going to see the end result, and now he's beginning.
He has stuck the crayon in his... If this kid wins! This is a great act! Look at this. He's leaning up against the wall. He has his back to the wall.
Back to the wall. We're watching right now.
He has the crayon stuck in his duke hole. And he's actually attempting to write Don and Mike with a crayon.
All
using
right.
only his ass.
All right, now he says up. Says he lifts the poster up. I think he's finished the Don.
Yeah, now he's on. I can tell from his body language he's
on and.
He's doing the D right now in and.
Okay. All right, here we go.
No, I take it back. He's on your name, Mike.
He's fast.
I can't see from here. Is he printing or is it cursive?
You know, it's printing.
Buzz.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Look at that.
That is terrific.
Now, Charlie, I certainly should be able to give this guy wrestling tickets or something.
Well, let's find out. Let's bring Charlie in here.
Hey, listen, don't worry about it. I'll give you some wrestling. You like wrestling?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
All right, good.
Give me the WrestleMania stuff.
Thanks, guys. Get your stuff. Get out of here.
For goodness sakes.
Thanks a lot.
I mean, we'll hook you up with something.
Very nice job, really. I mean, the speed, what's that?
Domino's.
Oh, you want to plug for Domino's? Go ahead.
Well, I'm sure that a lot of those pizzas will taste good tonight. You might want to wash up before you deliver your first pie.
Yes.
Jesus.
I actually put a crayon in his ass and wrote Don and Mike on a piece of like in
poster board.
A little poster board.
Yeah. Can we hold on to that? Thank you for prosperity. Posterity.
Posterity.
Posterity. Forever.
A long time.
Right.
Hey, good job. See you later, guys.
Okay, well, good
there
for
they
him.
Go. That's good.
Good for him.
Now, you know, I'll tell you this. The speed at which he obviously has done that before.
Amazing.
very, very fast.
Yeah.
And that could be a Las Vegas style show. You know,
yeah,
we could definitely do that.
Yeah, the
guy couldn't come into the bar.
He was old enough to go into the bar.
<That's
Yeah.
true.
laughs> The guy stuck the crayon in his ass.
Rules, rules, rules.
So who's next?
Old enough to vote. Old enough to serve his country.
Right. Old enough to write with his butt on a poster board.
But he can't win a wrestling trip.
I know, isn't that
a
terrible
travesty?
All right, who's next, Robbie?
They're bringing him down the hallway now. Let's see who we have.
I don't know, we have more acts, though. Last minute acts with the freak show.
It's always the way, isn't it? People at the last second want to get involved.
Sure. Thus far, the guy with... hold on, we got someone on the phone. Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Is this the guy who wants to lick his thing?
Yeah, I can lick my own trick. I'm right next to Paul at 6th High School.
Well, then you're like 2 minutes away. Come on in.
I'm coming right away.
All right, bye-bye. All right, run out of time. Hurry up.
Should a guy who can do that be hanging around the high school?
No, I don't think so. Here comes a lady.
Here we go.
Hello.
The lady, hi.
How are you?
Good.
We're doing great. Hi, what's your name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie, where are you from?
I'm Manassas, also.
Nice to see you.
Stephanie, what is your talent? What are you going to be doing for us today?
I can suck my own nipple.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic.
All right, well, sure, go ahead.
All right,
very good. Why not? Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I have no idea.
She's a cute girl.
Yes.
Very cute.
Very large breasts.
Very big boobs.
I'm just going to come on around.
How big are your breasts?
She's getting
what are
right.
They? Oh,
wow.
Hey, Rob, can you mic her doing that?
What?
We actually need to get the sound, if we could.
She did it.
How about doing the other one?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Rob, with the mic.
I get a little closer for you.
Okay.
That one's a little harder.
Yes, it's getting more so all the time.
Hey, bravo!
Hey,
bravo! Look at that nice business suit, and then bingo. You never know. You know, if I was in a restaurant. And you pointed to a woman and said, there's a woman in here who's going to do this. She's very conservatively dressed. I would have said, not in a million years.
Right. When,
that how made did, that all the more special.
How did you discover you could do that?
Yeah.
Lonely as a teenager, you
might. Oh,
all right.
I've
got you. Okay. Well,
fantastic.
Big turn on.
Very, very nicely done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's great.
That was certainly nicer than the guy writing our names with the crayon in his ass.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Nice to see you.
You need Rob to check anything?
No, stop. Don't bring that up again.
You.
All right, now who's next?
I think do we have another guy?
Not the farting guy again. Is the farting guy want to try again?
You know, he had his chance.
I know he did. His wife keeps calling. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, yeah, I want to bet Charlie.
Oh, no, we're done with that. Betting on the Oscars, we're all done with that.
Timely call, sir.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Hey, can I tell you something?
What?
I just wanted to make some predictions on the Final Four.
Oh, come on, get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, when you guys need to spank her behind while she's doing that thing with sucking on.
Wow.
Okay.
Somebody's having a good old time.
Gotcha.
Somebody's got a double extra large beef stuff.
And is this a man or a woman?
This is a man.
Right. A man.
Right.
He's a jockey. Yes.
Okay. All right. Is this Rick Cummings from Emmings? From Emmis Broadcasting?
Hi there. You got to spank her. You got to spank her just like I spank the horses when I'm bringing them across the finish line.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Barty.
Hi, is this the guys?
Yeah, this is the guys. Hello.
Hi. I want to talk about Mr. 40.
Yeah, hi, guy.
He was he was on your show a while back, and I listened to him, and I downloaded his song. It was pretty neat. And if you're at mp3.com, you know, he makes some money off of that. And I know you guys did a thing where you boosted the ratings of that female sportscaster that everybody wanted to see naked.
Oh right, Hannah Storm. Right.
Yeah. And, you know, it did really good, and I thought, you know, if the listeners would, you know, check out, you can go, if you go to his website, there's a link right to his page at mp3.com.
All right, thank you.
And he can make it,
but that information is absolutely useless.
Thank you. You know, my brother did tell me something useful last night.
Huh.
My brother, who lives in Wisconsin, in an area where he cannot hear our show.
Huh. Right.
As far as I know, the only place we can be heard in Wisconsin is Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So he can't hear the show. My brother called me up and said that he did a search on Napster, and there is someone who is actually taping the show every day and downloading it on Napster, and my brother goes to Napster, puts in the search, Don and Mike.
Every day?
And gets the whole show.
Every single day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Whoever's doing that.
Pretty cool.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely. And, you know, send it to your friends.
That's especially good for, you know, if you live in an area where, for instance, the station we're on is only 25 watts at night.
That's better than the last advice that he called you with.
Yeah, that's right.
When he told you to lead the deer.
When he called it, he said, hey, man, you're on Napster, man.
Hey, dude.
And I said, I don't even go to Napster anymore. He says, no, man, I typed in Don and Mike, and I heard the whole show yesterday.
That's pretty cool.
Wow. So there's some guy out there that's taping on. So, listen, thank you. That's a great thing.
Interesting.
That truly is. I love that. And as far as I know, there's no way that CBS can stop that.
Right.
That's a beautiful thing.
That's terrific.
That's wonderful. It's a way around the CBS mm-hmm. system mm-hmm. for our show to actually be on the internet.
Because all we want to do is have it heard.
Yeah. So go to Napster. Do a search on Don and Mike, and I bet you'll be able to hear today's show. At least according to my brother.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
Thank God there's somebody out there who's a smart fella. Listen, I won some tickets from you. I wanted to call and thank you a while back. I won some Carlos Santana tickets.
Yes.
Excellent show.
Okay.
And secondly, your festive little free show that you used to do, I missed the hell out of that.
Okay.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
Hey, look, I got to use that 2 calls in a row, Rob. We never used that thing. Thank you.
All right. Now we're just basically waiting for the guy
who's going to lick his own thing. Now, if he was just down the street at the high school,
he might be running a game.
You think so?
Could be.
You know what?
What, Robbie?
We do have a guy that said he will soon be ready to fart for you, but he's not ready yet.
Is it the same guy?
No.
Is it a different guy? Okay, listen.
It is.
Here's the deal. We're going to do a break
because mm-hmm.
we're getting up on news time now.
Right.
When we come back from this next commercial break, either the guy comes in to lick his thing, and the guy comes in to fart, that farts so bad we leave the studio,
right?
Or we pick the winner.
Bingo.
That's it. We will end this. What are you laughing at?
It's not every day you say a sentence like that.
Yeah, I know.
Either the guy comes in to lick his own thing,
or we're out of here.
That's right.
Right. So, listen, we will get this worked out when we come right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Who's this?
This is a very special call. Hello, is this G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes, it is.
This is Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hey, Reed.
Damn dirty apes, Don and Mike.
All right, there's more last-minute entrants.
Yes, guys is bragging about his ability to break wind.
Uh-huh. I think we're going to go in this order. The guy who said he can fart, that make us leave the studio. Then a girl who wants to break eggs and run them all over her naked body. And then the guy who can lick himself. Okay, those are our final three acts.
Strong.
Well, at least we had them show up for the freak show. Yes, and we thank all of them. Let's start with the farter.
Bring him in.
Here he is now.
Enter and sign in, please, sir.
Hi, what's your name?
Earl.
Earl, where are you from?
Dale City, Virginia.
Earl, thank you for listening to the show. You have bad farts?
Yes, I do. The worst.
All right, now, not to put any pressure on you, but as you can see, we're running out of time in the show today. And I think, is this the guy you talked to out in the lobby,
yes,
Mike?
Yes, this is the guy that was saying they would make us throw up.
Your farts will make us throw up?
Yeah, they sure will if I can conjure it up right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, how much time you want to give him, Don?
There's two other people out there if you want to...
Well, no, this is your moment in the sun now.
This is it.
You've heard
like the other guy. It's difficult, isn't it?
60 seconds.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
60 seconds.
Yep. 1 minute.
1 minute starts now.
Now, the last guy that was in here,
have a seat.
All right, he's sitting down.
He's sitting down. Unlike the other guy who thought he could fart so bad he would drive us out of the studio.
Right.
This guy actually appears to be getting ready to take a nice BM. He's sitting in a chair. I can see him contracting his muscles. He's trying very hard to push something out. Nothing's coming out yet.
The other guy had the same dilemma where he was in here and he was trying, but, it's when it's gas, it's not always easy to command, is it?
No, but you can't call and brag and say, I got a fart that's going to make you puke.
Right.
And you come down, it's your time on the show, and, well,
sorry, sir. Find it. Sorry, get out of here. See you later. Thank you very much.
Too bad.
Bye-bye.
Thanks
bye-bye.
For trying.
Bye. Nice effort.
See you later.
All right.
There's a little residual stink in here. I think it might have been from the jeans.
Bring the girl in.
All right, here comes a woman now. She's coming in here. Hello.
Now, this is a new entrant. Hi, what is your name?
Maria. I've been on the show before.
You do look familiar. You have been on the show before, haven't you? What did you do when you were on the show the last time?
I was actually in the J.O. contest, but I never won anything.
Oh, you like on video?
Yeah.
That's why I remember her.
J.O.ing on video.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
The artist that did...
you did like a collage, right? That was on Mr. 40's web page.
Yes.
Right, I got
good
it.
Job.
Yeah, I did that.
Wow. So you're a regular participant.
Now, what would you like to do today?
Now, I'm going to get naked, I'm going to crack eggs all over my body, and then I'm just going to lick them off.
Lick them off. Okay, go ahead.
Wow.
I've never done this before.
This is a cute girl. Who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
You actually said before, I'm just going to take off all my clothes.
Yeah, that's fine.
We have time for this, don't we?
We do. We have time for this.
Of course, yeah.
This is not, unlike the other one.
Yeah.
You know, I was kind of hoping he wouldn't be able to succeed.
Take your time.
Who did we say you look like before?
You said a cross between Winona Ryder and... I can't remember who the other one was.
Well, that's fine.
But actually, I think I look like Jenny McCarthy with dark hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she kind of looks like that chick in The Matrix.
And she is now bottomless.
Oh, nice landing strip, isn't that? All over the hand, apparently.
Wow.
Wow. Well, hello.
Very nice.
Well,
I'm very nervous.
No, very nice.
Now, you don't want to get eggs on your clothing, do you?
What do you do, strap those boobs down? I mean, when you came in, did it look like you had...
like when you asked questions like
I don't think I have very big breasts. So
I beg to differ. Now, have you given any thought as to how you're going to do this?
Yes. Just like, maybe. Crack them all.
Oh, dear.
Like that.
Oh, right. Dear.
Okay. Like, on my bones.
Right down the window.
There she is.
Wow. My
Take
goodness.
It easy.
Get it in shoulders.
There you go.
That's right. There we go.
And she's now... She's now rubbing her, rubbing herself all over with the...
I'm going to applaud right
she's
now.
Rubbing, she's doing the same thing the other girl did. She's nursing herself. She's tasting the egg off herself.
Yes, yes.
There.
Rob, can you get that on...
Is that enough for me?
Yeah. Can you get that on the microphone?
I think so.
The sound of her tasting the egg on herself?
Very good. Oh, wow.
I don't know if you can really hear that.
Oh, God damn.
Wow.
The eggs made her
round of applause.
Our little freak show turned out to be terrific.
Very nice.
Did you bring her? Did you bring any towels or anything like that? Or
no,
I'm just kind of like spread.
I've got some paper towels.
You got some paper towels, Buzz? So you're going to be all sticky, I guess.
Yes.
All sticky and eggy.
I'll go home and take a shower.
Wow.
Listen, here comes Gramps.
Yeah,
he's right. He's well,
never moved out of his wheelchair during the show.
But here he comes in here. Look at his splits. He gave you a whole bunch of...
These are a little scratchy. So
you got a little egg. You got a little...
On that first egg, you got a little egg on your jacket over there.
Well, the yolk's on you.
Yes, there is.
Wow.
It looks like an all-over tan.
It's still, right?
It sure does.
Yeah,
absolutely. You cracked 1, 2, 3, 4 eggs on her, and very, very sensually...
Watching the cleanup process is actually pleasant too.
Very sensually, she wiped the eggs all over her body.
Absolutely.
But she's an artist.
She is.
She's an artist.
This is all for art.
You got some right up on the shoulder there. She sure does beat the hell out of the guy who deep throated the kielbasa.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, on this show, nudity goes a long way.
It sure does. Hot girl. Breaking eggs all over herself, naked, rubbing them all over herself.
Those eggs get pretty sticky, don't they?
Yes, they do. Okay, need more towels?
All right. And now I think she's putting her clothing back
on. She's going to put her clothes back on now.
Yes, and then
cool?
Home to the shower. Is that cool?
That's cool. That's fine. Yes, put your clothes back on.
You know, sometimes the last-minute entries are the best.
Yeah. Yep, I think so.
All right.
You forget your... Oh, you didn't have underpants on.
I don't believe in underpants.
Oh, hey, well, neither does Buzz.
Hey, yeah, that's right.
At least he did. He didn't before his surgery.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you believe in them now?
I'm sorry, I believe in what I was...
Underpants.
I'm not wearing any today.
Oh! Okay. You know, with her and sensual, with you, it's gross.
Well, absolutely. You know, to some, perhaps.
Yeah, now look at... Look what this stretchy shirt does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look how that hides...
Yeah, you don't know until...
What's going on there?
Revelation time.
Well, it's very nice seeing you.
Once again, another round of applause.
Beautiful.
God. You're definitely going to be a finalist.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course, it's all up to the judges.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Up to the judges.
Wink, wink.
But thank you as you came in and broke. How many eggs did you break on yourself? Was it four?
Four, I think.
Four eggs, one on each shoulder, one on each hip.
Right. Nice job.
Gently massage them into her,
mm-hmm.
into her skin. Mm-hmm. All right, you got to get out now because we have one other guy to meet.
Oh, man. Do we have to?
Yep, we do. We're an equal opportunity show, equal offending show.
We are.
The guy who can lick his thing is coming in now.
Oh, dear.
Here he is. And he looks like a guy who can lick his thing, doesn't he?
Yeah, Don, he does. He really does. He sure does.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Rob.
Rob, where are you from?
Fairfax.
Rob, how long ago did you discover that you could actually lick your thing?
Well, actually, ever seen the movie Clerks? Where they're in the car driving, and he's like, you ever tried to do it? And he's like, no. And I was like, hey, well, that's not a bad idea.
All right, so you can do this, huh?
Yeah, I can lick the top and all around and stuff like
oh,
that.
Okay. Oh,
now, of course, is that was that movie made by Silent Bob?
Yes,
and
yes, it was.
And the other dude?
Yeah.
Those guys are funny. Those guys are like way funnier than Bill and Ted and whoever else was. I like Silent Bob and what's the other guy's name?
Jay.
Isn't it? Yeah, they're in Dogma.
Oh, okay.
It's not as funny as
that. That's a great movie.
They really are. Okay, well, what we need you to do is right here in the middle of the floor.
Can I do the floor into it?
You want
to move around over on the other side?
The thing is, you guys are going to have to, because I'm going to bend my head over so far, you guys are going to have to, like, get a sideways view, you know what I'm saying?
Why don't you just stand right in the back of the corner there, if Lisa can move the chair away.
I'll do that in a second.
I'm going to
move down and do it, so maybe the chair might be best.
Okay, the chair might be best. Okay. Okay. I'll stay over here. All right.
Yeah,
now Buzz stays over there.
Yeah, are you going
to
do this?
Why is he in my lap, for God's sake? Move over to the side over there a little bit. Thank you.
Now, you can do this while you're
limp.
Mr. Softy?
Yeah, good.
I can do it very limp.
Good.
Okay, good.
That's a good sign. That's a good sign. Right. Okay, now. Yes, Lisa, please stay and watch.
Lisa, you may have to be our eyes on
this. All right, here we go.
He's naked. All right, now let's.
All right.
Okay.
Here you go.
He's bent over.
Okay. Now, Lisa, you have to look at Ellis. I don't want to look. Don't look at
right
him.
Now, the tip of his tongue is going around the top of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's done. It's done. All right.
No, I didn't see. Thank you.
Technically. Okay. All right. Thank you.
This round of applause. Obligatory round of applause.
Thank you.
All right. Very good. Tremendous flexibility.
You got to try out with the New Orleans Saints.
Got to give him credit for that.
He's a field goal kicker.
There he goes.
All right. That's it. No more entries, please.
Stop. Wow.
We got to vote. Now, the people voting are me and Mike and Buzz and Rob and Lisa.
Right.
And you vote for, let me see who we had again. I almost forgot who we had.
We had the kielbasa eater.
Okay, we have kielbasa man.
Now, do we even count the farters because they didn't do anything?
Yeah.
They're nominated.
Yeah, but you put them in. Kielbasa man, the two farters. The first woman who nursed herself. The woman who broke eggs on herself. The woman who broke eggs on herself.
Right.
And the guy who gave himself a BJ. Right.
There you go. There they all are.
Listen, we're going to break for commercial.
We're going to tabulate our votes.
And then we'll call them in. And the first place winner will get the choice of $1,000 or a trip to Texas.
That's true.
And the second place winner will receive the whatever the leftover is.
Fantastic.
Okay, so again, your choices are the guy who deep-throated 11 inches of the kielbasa sausage.
Pretty amazing stunt.
The two farters.
The disappointments.
Never happened.
Mm-hmm.
The woman who nursed herself.
Yes, very good show.
The woman who got naked.
Yep.
And covered herself with eggs, broke the eggs on herself.
Yeah, pretty good.
And the guy who just, Nightmare City.
Yes.
Took off all of his clothes.
A round of applause for all of our freaks.
It actually did more than just lick himself.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
While he was Mr. Softy.
Right.
Those are our choices. We'll have the winner when we come right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lake, the Don and Mike Show.
I don't know whether to laugh or vomit.
with a reminder not to say yes, yes to the no-no. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. All right, just to recap who was in this contest today. Lots of people backed out. Bring them in. Bring them on in, Lisa.
Bring them in.
Still did all right.
We had the guy with the kielbasa, the guy who ate 11 inches of the kielbasa.
That's right. Your time is over. You don't need to do anything now. Okay?
Two guys who said that they could fart and make us leave the room. Neither one of them was able to do it.
And you didn't do it on your allotted time, so now it's not allowed.
We also had the woman who nursed herself. Really did a great job sucking her nipples. We had the guy. Now, he had to be disqualified because of his age, but put a crayon in his ass.
Right.
And drew our names on a piece of paper.
Right.
We had the woman who took off all of her clothes and broke eggs on herself and gave herself a wonderful massage.
Yes, absolutely.
And the man who went on himself.
Now, you just did a little move with your hand.
What are you doing?
You like that. Okay. I thought sometimes when a guy does that, it means that he's just broken wind.
No.
Okay, just checking.
All right, now we've asked everybody to select their two top favorites.
Okay, and you were all very good for coming down. We really appreciate
good job.
That.
Thank you.
The show doesn't exist without you, the participants.
Yes, thank you for coming down, especially after all those douchebags called and promised they would come and didn't.
Yeah, those are the people with the real guts right here.
Mm-hmm. Like the guy who said, I can vomit on command. I'm on Route 50
and Prosperity Avenue.
All right, guy never showed. So keep in mind, first prize gets their choice of either $1,000, the trip to Houston.
Nice choice to make.
Second prize will get what's ever left over. I'm going to do this just like on Survivor. Very exciting. The first ballot says, first vote for Egg Girl, second vote, self-sucker.
Okay, Egg Girl.
Buzz, you tabulating?
Yes, I will. Good. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Second ballot. First, Dick Nixon sucker.
Okay.
Second, egg gal.
All right.
Third, eggs. Second, Dick Nixon sucker. So where do we stand, Buzz?
The egg lady has two first place votes. The self helper guy has one first place vote.
The next ballot. First place, sausage sucker. That would be the kielbasa guy.
Right. Kielbasa guy, right.
Okay.
Second place, Dick Nixon sucker.
Wow.
So now, as we go to the final vote, first place, egg lady. Second place, kielbasa man.
We might have a tie for second place.
Buzz?
Yes.
Who won?
The person with the most first place votes was the egg lady.
Egg lady.
She got three first place votes. Who came in with the next most amount of votes?
The person with the most second place votes was the self-helper guy. He had three second place votes and a first place vote.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on.
Yes.
He's the second place, right?
Right.
It's not a question of second place votes. It's votes in totality.
Who had the most votes?
Well, the egg lady.
Buzz. No. Never mind. Buzz.
Okay.
Rob, go over and count them up.
All right. What Rob will see is that the egg lady and the self-helper guy got the same number of votes, but the egg lady got more first-place votes.
Well, no.
All right, well, that means that the sea sucker guy is the second-place runner-up.
That's what I thought, yes.
All right, hold on. Let me just have Rob do the math one more time.
Okay.
Here's the...
Just to make sure. All right. Hold on there, Gramps. But...
You have no faith in me.
Hold on. No, I don't. I mean, I think we could do in the news.
Uh-huh.
It can't be right. We had... Yeah,
what are you pointing at, fart guy? What?
I think fart guy number one.
No, not now.
Okay.
Hold on, it's too late.
Rob has it as a tie.
Yeah.
The egg lady with four votes, and the guy who went himself with four votes.
Yeah, but the egg lady did get more first place votes.
So that should be the tiebreaker.
She got the tie. So what it is really, the way this works, egg lady first place. Sea sucker guy, second place.
Right.
All right, so
that's the way it works.
Egg lady, step up and tell us now.
Let's give her a round of applause.
Step up and tell us, which would you rather have? $1,000 cash or the trip for two to Houston to see WWF WrestleMania?
$1,000.
$1,000
for you? That means Seasucker Guy's going to Houston.
And that means, first, let me do the plug here. Your money is courtesy of Book of Shadows, Blair Witch 2 DVD CD featuring the new technology. DVD on one side, CD on the other side. Book of Witch, Blair Witch 2 in stores now. Now, the guy who went down on himself. Step up, my friend. And a proud man you are, huh?
Very proud.
You have won a trip for two to Houston to see WWF WrestleMania. Your trip includes round trip air, two nights hotel, and tickets to the event. WWF WrestleMania in demand Sunday, April 1st, 8 p.m., live from Tejas, and that's from Comcast and Cox Cable System.
I like that.
Beautiful.
Thank you, guys.
Fantastic. You were all great. Now, for everybody else, you all get the fancy car washes.
Yay!
Car washes. That is $60 from www.waxmycar.com. And you all get the WWF WrestleMania in your home, the prize pack, April 1st, 8 p.m., live from Texas.
Is that okay?
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Thank you all very much. All right. Sorry it was so confusing in the end.
Please all leave now.
Everybody go now.
Thank you all very much.
Thanks, guys.
Nice
Bye.
Job.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Very talented group.
Yes, they are.
Very good. What was stinking so bad that you had to keep
One of our
spray?
Farting butts, I think, was smelling bad. There's a bit of an odor.
Was it fart or was it hygiene?
It was maybe a combination of both.
Oh, a nasty cocktail.
Very good.
Is this one of the contestants who couldn't make it down here? Hello?
Son of Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, Betty.
Hey.
I'm just drunk.
Oh.
That's why they put me on, man. I'm just drunk. You need to talk to your screeners.
I'm just drunk.
Just drunk.
Hey, you're honest, sir. That was a funny call.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Son of Mike?
What have you been drinking?
Gilby's vodka. Have you heard of that?
Oh, it's such a cheap vodka.
No. You got nasty.
Certain airlines serve that vodka. And it's horrible.
You got to step up at least a Sky vodka.
Right.
At least a Sky vodka in the
blue
bottle.
You know where I'm calling from?
No.
Mobile.
Oh.
You're going to laugh. Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, that's top shelf.
And they put me through. I said, I'm drunk. And he said, okay.
All right. Well, listen, what can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to tell you that I've got to go eat with my parents.
Mm-hmm. What?
You have to what with your parents?
I have to go eat with them.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I'm drunk, man. Leave me alone.
All right. Okay. Listen, you called us.
Enjoy your dinner.
You're the best, man.
Don't drive.
Thank you.
Freaking rock. Don, you're great.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks.
One of my 15 seconds. Thank you, man.
Goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. There he is.
Call him a day.
I have to go eat with my parents and I'm drunk. Because he's drunk. Maybe his parents are hard to get along with.
A sign outside the window?
Don, you and me, Madden 2001 PlayStation 2, I'll kick your ass.
All right, there you go.
You're a rank amateur.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Buzz, before you give us the tease, I can see why the phones are exploding.
Oh, crazy.
Hello?
Hello?
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I was in the shower. Who won the contest?
The Egg Lady.
The Egg Lady.
And the guy who went off a second.
Oh, okay.
All right, goodbye.
Hey, buddy.
What, buddy?
Hey, a quick question. I always wanted to ask because I had a problem. I don't know. It's a question about wiping.
Oh, I don't have time for that today. Ask me that question when we get back from vacation.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. Buzz, what is your lead story tonight?
Tonight, Buzz's tabulations were correct. That's the headline.
Oh, all right.
No, the real headline is Accident at the Oscars.
You're so territorial.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
You know, you just could have said, you know, with authority,
right.
Egg Lady first place,
right.
Sea Sucker second place. But, you know, you had that moment of hesitation.
I was counting as we spoke, yes.
Gotcha. Okay, all right. Well, that's why...
I understand.
That's why we love you.
Well, everything's fine.
Stand by for the news and the comments.
That's right.
We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
broadcasting northern voices for southern ears. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And now here is Guy J. Birdley.
Hi, Don and Mike. Scaffolding outside the site of this weekend's Oscar ceremony collapsed today. 5 people were hurt, one of them critically. The structure fell onto the red carpet that will be used to lead stars into the Shrine Auditorium on Sunday.
Yay!
Scaffolding was apparently intended to hold spotlights.
Sure.
Been another school shooting, and again in the suburbs of San Diego. This time it happened at a high school in El Cajon, about 4 miles from the school in Santee, where 2 students were killed in a shooting earlier this month. This time nobody died, but 2 boys were injured. A suspect, a student, is in custody, and he's one of the injured. He was allegedly armed with a pump-action shotgun and opened fire outside the school's attendance office. On Wall Street, the day came in like a bear and went out like a cub. At one point today, the Dow was down another 300 points.
Yeah!
That put it down 20% from its high, and that is the very definition of a bear market.
Yeah!
The Dow regained, though, more than 200 of the points it lost in that early panic today and closed down a comparatively mild 99 points. But the Dow is still down 11% just in the last 10 trading days.
Yeah!
The NASDAQ, on the other hand, closed up today by 68 points. I heard one expert say today that he believes this is the bottom. We'll see.
Right. Now, you know what I've heard the experts say?
What?
11,000 is the bottom. Mm-hmm. No, 10,000 is the bottom. Uh-huh. No, 9,000 is the bottom. And then I heard some dickweed on TV today saying... remember, 3 years ago, it was only at 6,000.
Right.
So I really think 6,000 is the bottom.
Yeah, they don't know. Yeah.
Meanwhile,
dude, it's proven they don't know.
You know, I'm thinking I'm never going to get out of this job now.
I know.
I'm never
aged men.
Never going to be able to quit now. Always have to stay working. Always have to look at guys going down on themselves.
But that's good news for the listeners.
Yeah.
The Russians say they've stabilized the Mir space station. To prepare for its fiery death, the cosmic bucket of bolts has its batteries freshly charged by the sun so it can be controlled for as long as possible before it begins to burn up on re-entry. It's also been properly oriented so it will fall as it's supposed to tomorrow into the Pacific Ocean.
And you're supposed to be able to watch it on the web, right?
Yes, that's correct. One of the web, I don't know which website off the top of my head, but...
No, I saw the guy on CNN, some wacky, it's not right. Like... MirrorFallsAndYouRedDead.com. It's right. Some, like, GF987/...
It's complicated.
Suck your own D.
Very complicated. Quoting a Russian scientist, tonight we began the irreversible operation. A New York man who was sodomized by a cop with a broomstick is getting $9 million. Abner Louima has given up.
See, that's how we don't have to work forever.
Abner Louima.
We just got to go to New York and get sodomized.
Find the right cop with the worst attitude.
Hey, pig, how about this?
And you do...
One night in hell.
You do some that move that you do on stage occasionally when you don't like somebody. When you present your bottom to them, you know?
Like, I only do that when there's a blind guy in the audience. I walk around to a blind guy and go, hi.
There you go.
Hey, pig. Yeah. How about it?
You're holding the broomstick.
What are you going to do with this? Sodomize. Me.
$9 million payday.
That's for life. Abner Louima has given up on his goal of getting the police to change the way they investigate their own. Instead, he's getting the $9 million as a settlement of his lawsuit. One officer serving a 30-year sentence for attacking the Haitian immigrant.
Right.
Mark Chimura's lawyer doesn't like the ad he's hearing on the radio.
Hey, Chewy.
For hot tubs. The ad is running in Green Bay, Madison, and Milwaukee.
Yeah, I wonder if it's running on our station there, on the WNFL there.
The ad doesn't mention the former Green Bay Packer by name. It does mention an ex-football player, his home in Heartland, and his arrest last April.
I disappointed a lot of people, and for that I'm truly sorry.
Now I'd like you to buy the hot tub that I had sex with a hot high school girl in.
Chimura's lawyer says the ad's in bad taste. He's asking the hot tub company to pull it. Chimura, of course, was acquitted of sexual assault and child enticement.
Go on, pull it.
Charges came out of a prom party that included drinking games and a hot tub.
Hi, this is Mark Chimura.
Matthew Perry.
He's so horny. Hey, come on up here. Buy the hot tub, huh?
There you go. All for underwear hot tub.
Now, if he did the ad, then they'd sell some tubs. Matthew Perry's trip to rehab involved a lot of caffeine and a lot of cigarettes. People magazine says Perry was advised to chain smoke and drink a lot of coffee on the private flight from the movie set to the rehab center. It was supposed to keep his mind off drugs till he got to rehab. The smoke got so thick inside the small airplane, the pilots had to put on oxygen masks.
Damn. That's too funny.
After 3 weeks in rehab, Perry returns to the set of Friends this week.
Yeah, they got one more episode to film.
Right.
So it's obvious they just wanted to get him straight enough to do one last episode.
Put oxygen masks on.
Imagine that.
Wow.
There you go, Matt. You just drink coffee and smoke cigarettes.
I'm ready. I'm ready for rehab.
Call 100 now. Oh, we got one last prize package. All right. Selected for you before we get out of here on vacation. So let's make it a good one. Call 100. Phone number 877-365-3636.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
Now you two are taking a time out.
Adored by all their money fans, Don and Mike.
We want to thank our guests today. Jim Nance, who will be covering the Sweet 16, the Final Four, and the National Championship game for CBS TV.
Right.
Also, Charlie Stossel. Also, Dude Walker, who has a website. God knows what it is.
I got to go shoot him.
If I get dudewalker.com or something like that.
Right.
I want to mention that Friday night, it's the Rob Spiewak one-man review.
All right.
Rob's show at the Shark Club in Centerville, Virginia, Friday night, 9 to 11.
Great place
for the $50,000 olive toss. And the Rob and Buzz Traveling Rhythm and Blues review a week from Friday, March 30th, 9 to 11 at Nostalgia at the Fair Oaks Holiday Inn. Let them entertain ye.
That's right. Please.
These fantastic places are bringing these boys back.
And here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, half the remaining teams in the NCAA tournament play tonight. Kentucky plays Southern Cal, Duke takes on UCLA, and Stanford faces Cincinnati. From here in Washington, D.C., crosstown rivals Georgetown and Maryland are playing each other in Anaheim, California. Will the NBA tell its players they can't wear advertisements on their skin? Tattoos are the latest rage in basketball, and a New York marketing firm is asking some pro players to wear temporary tattoos that feature business logos. The NBA says it won't sit still for that.
You know, I'd rather see that than a skull and crossbones dude's arm.
Except, yeah, why not? Rasheed Wallace turned down the offer because he thought it would clash with the tattoos he already has.
Rasheed Wallace is a head case. He gets, you know, Portland.
Right.
Are we still on in Portland? This will be relevant to Portland. The Portland Trailblazers would be in first place in the West if Rasheed Wallace didn't get kicked out of every fourth game for a goddamn technical foul.
He's a hothead.
He is. Thank you. Sports knowledge right there.
I have watched him for years, and he's always been a hothead.
Sports knowledge on the Sixers.
But he's a tremendous shooting guard.
No, he's not.
He's not?
He's not.
I missed with that one, didn't I?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Power forward. The Baltimore Ravens have lost a member of their Super Bowl championship team through free agency. The St. Louis Rams have signed safety Kim Herring to a 5-year contract. And finally, what does a sex-starved moose do to an uncooperative partner?
Rape.
Apparently, no, he poops on it.
Defecates.
Outside of Oslo, Norway, a moose mistook a small yellow car for a female moose. He licked it all over and then tried to mount it. When he was unsuccessful, he defecated all over the car. It was a Ford, and it wasn't damaged,
Wow. They
say. Mm-hmm. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
That's it. We got to go. We'll be gone for about a week. We would appreciate if you listened to our timely and topical best of that starts tomorrow.
Please do.
We'll be back with a live show on Tuesday, April 3rd.
All right.
That's when we'll be back. Thank you for all your support. Thank you for listening. Don't hurt each other. I love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Have a great vacation, Mike.
You do the same. Enjoy yourself, and I hope you feel 150% better when you come back.
Working on it. You too, Buzz. Have a great vacation.
You too, Don.
Thank you. Time down for a call number 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right. What's your name?
Sean.
Sean, where are you from?
Spokane, Washington.
Sean, you won the WWF WrestleMania prize pack, WWF WrestleMania in your home, Sunday, April 1st, 8 p.m., live from Texas. Call Comcast or Cox Cable now
to order this event on pay-per-view.
Cool.
Look at your buzz.
Yeah, I'm just cleaning up. I made a little mess here.
Look at your buzz over there.
Always leave the campsite neater than you found it.
Always. He's over there wiping down his work area.
I was over here wiping.
Thank you for listening on KPAN in Spokane. That's got to be it. We'll see you in about a week. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Doc.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Hey, good night, Doc.
And Robbie. Throw that German officer's hat that you love in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. You might just make it
too hard.
Oh. Now, when we get back, I'll get my money from Johnny Stossel for the Oscars. And attention, New York. We're coming back up to WNEW the week we get back from the game.
Whoa.
New York City. So we'll see you then. Thank you, and bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.